mutya?
How is our life?
Kansubire nti obulamu bulungi.
Expect life is fine.
Kubanga tumumanyi bulungi nti Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Because we know him very well, that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ate yabeera mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
And him is always good.
Biseera ebisinga twogera ekigambo ekyo.
In most times we always speak that word.
Naye kyangu nnyo kyogera n'otakissaako mwoyo.
But it's very easy for you to speak and don't take heart to it.
Naye amazima gali nti.
But the truth is.
Obulamu nga ye Kristo muffe.
Life being our Lord Jesus Christ in us.
Mazima ddala bulungi.
Is really good.
Era ebiseera byonna biba bulungi.
And all days is always good.
Okumanya bulungi.
To know that is really good.
Bible egamba nti oyo emirembe gyaffe.
The Bible tells us that him is our peace.
Kale tumwebaze oyo emirembe gyaffe.
Now we do thank him our peace.
Kubanga afuga muffe.
Because he reigns with us and is continuously reigning within us.
Kubanga alina w'ayogera.
Because Samuel tells us.
Yokana 15 lunyi lw'omusanvu.
In John 15 verse 7.
Nti ebigambo bya Kristo bwe bibeera muffe.
That if at all the word of Christ are just within us.
Era naffe ne tubeera mu ye.
And we in him.
Awo tusobola omusaba kyonna kye twetaaga.
We can ask him for whatever we want.
Kale tumwebaze oyo obulamu.
Now we do thank him the life.
Ti buli kaseera atuwadde omukisa.
Because every time he gives us an opportunity.
Tujja ne tukuŋŋaana.
That we come and gather.
Okweyongera okubeera ng'ebigambo bye byeyongera okuwandiikibwa.
So that we can continue to take inside his words. And I really believe that every one of us you can testify because of that word. Let us clap for our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to see an encouraging one and the word of wisdom together with understanding as we prepare waiting for the teacher
that
he can take us in the Lord's name. Let us go in our Bible to Jeremiah
18
and we read Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 1.
Jeremiah 18 verse 1. Awo ekintu kye yali akola n'ebumba bwekyayonoonekera mu mikono gw'omulungi n'akibumba nate okuba ekintu ekirala ng'omubumbi bwe yasiima okukibumba.
Amina.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama nekindikira nga kyogera nti ali ennyumba ya Isirayiri. Nze siyinza kubakola ng'omubumbi ono, bw'ayogera Mukama. Laba ebbumba nga bwe liri mu mukono gw'omubumbi, nammwe bwe muli bwe mutyo mu mukono gwange.
Amen. Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Aine ekigambo kyatukutira wano.
There is an encouraging word that he emphasizes.
Era nga atugamba nti fe.
And he tells us that we.
Ng'ebbumba we libeera mu mikono gy'omubumbi.
As the clay is in the potter's hands.
Mazima naffe tuli mikono gye.
And we are in his hands.
Era omulimu gw'omubumbi gubeera kubumba.
And the work of the potter is to mold.
Abumba ekintu okukifuula ekyo ekyasazeewo kibeere.
He molds out from what he wants from the clay.
Kakano naffe abaana ba Katonda.
And we too as the sons of God.
Bible wano etugambye nti Mukama ekigambo.
And the Bible has told us that the word came to
Jeremiah.
And he told him to tell the house of
God.
As the clay is in the potter's hand, those who are in Israel are in the hands of the Lord. And he's working them a work just to mold them.
Alina wayogedde waggulu wano.
Somewhere he has spoken.
N'agamba nti kye yali abumba kyagenda ne kifunamu obuzibu.
That what he had been molding gotten a problem.
Naye Bible yayogedde.
But the Bible has told us. Nti
olw'okuba ekibumbe kibeera mikono gy'omubumbi.
That because the potter or the mold is just within the potter's hands.
Omubumbi ono yasobola okuddamu okubumba ekibumbe ekyo.
This potter again remolded it.
Mbu n'akifuula ye kyayagala.
And he made it out. Be something that it looks
in good.
Not what it wanted to be.
Na ye ye omubumbi kyali ayagala ekibumbe ekyo okubeera.
But what the potter wanted the clay to be.
Kakana abemikwana akawungezika olwaleero.
Now for this evening our brethren.
Mukama waffe naffe nga yatugambye nti naffe tulinga ebibumbe mikono
ekyo. As our Lord has told us, we are just like molds within his
hands. Alina plan ennungi eri obulamu bwaffe.
He has a good plan towards us.
Jukira ayogera mu Yeremiya 29.
He tells us in Jeremiah 29.
Okutandika ku lunyiri olw'omwenda.
From verse 11.
N'agamba nti alina ebirowoozo ebirungi eri obulamu
bwaffe. He tells us that he's the guy having good thoughts towards our lives.
Naawe tuli mikono gya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
We too are in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Era ali mu kutukolamu omulimu tufuula ye kyayagala tubeere.
And he's working a work out of us so that he can make us what he wants.
Naye omulimu guno nga gukolebwa.
But as this work is being made,
Bible yogedde wano mu Yeremiya 18.
The Bible has told us in Jeremiah 18.
Tuddemu ku nyero okusatu tulabe ekyali ku kibumbe.
That's the piece of verse 3.
Yeremiya 18 nyero okusatu. Awo ne nserengeta eri ennyumba y'omukungu. Kale laba ng'akolera omulimu gwe bannamuziga. Awo ekintu kye yali akola n'ebbumba bwe kyayonoonekera mu mukono gw'omubumbi n'akibumba nate okuba ekintu ekirala ng'omubumbi bwe yasinga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nti ekintu kyali akola kyatukate akaseera ne kyonoonekera mikono gy'omubumbi.
The thing that was molding reached a time and it was.
Naye omubumbi ono yeewuunyisa.
But this potter is amazing.
Newankubadde kyali kyononekedde mikono gye.
That however much it got and destroyed within his
hands. Bible egambye nti yaddamu n'akibumba.
The Bible told us that he went again and remolded it.
N'akifuula ekibya nga ye yennyini we yali agala kibe.
And he made it a vessel as he wished.
Kale nange naawe tuli mikono gya mubumbi.
Now we and you are in the hands of the Lord.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
That is our Jesus Christ.
Era ngali mukutukolamu omulimu buli lunaku.
And he's working a work within us.
Jukira omwe mutuku paina wayogera mu Ebulaniya 4.
Remember the Holy Spirit tells us in Hebrews.
Ebulaniya 4.
Hebrews chapter 4.
Nti ekigambo kya Katonda kikozi.
That the word of the Lord is working.
Omubumbi ono ali mutukolamu omulimu ng'ayita mu kigambo kye.
This potter is molding us through his word.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise our Jesus.
Omubumbi ono ali mutukola mulimu ng'ayita mu kigambo kye.
The potter is molding us through the word.
Era buli lunaku nga kiyitawo.
And every day it comes to pass.
Kinoonya ebbanga mu mutima gwange n'omutima gwo.
It is looking for space within our hearts.
Okusobola okubaako omulimu gwe kukola mu ffe.
So that it can do a work within us.
Okutubumba okufuuka ekyo Mukama kyagala
tubeere. So that we can be molded to what.
Okusinziira nga we yateesa eri buli muntu sekinnoomu.
Just as he sat in his council.
Kale kitugwanidde
ab'oluganda. Now it's worth it for us, brothers.
Ngaffe Mukama waffe bali mukolamu omulimu.
As our Lord is working within us.
Era nga tuli bubumbe mikono gye.
As we are potters in his hands.
Kitugwanidde okutambula nga tumanyi.
It's worth for us to walk away knowing.
Nga tumanyi nti waliwo ali okukola omulimu mulamu waffe.
Way knowing that there's someone working a work within us.
Ate omulimu gwali mukola mu ffe.
And the work is working within us.
Ye agenda tufula ye kyayagala.
He's going to make us what he wishes.
So si ffe kye twagala okubeera.
Not what we wish to be.
Naye kisizza ku lw'ekigambo kino.
But what has brought us to this
world. Agambye nti kyali abumba kyayonoonekera mikono
gye. He tells us that what he had been molding got in a problem.
Naye omubumbi n'addamu kibumba mbu.
But the potter remolded it.
Nange we njagala osinzira n'okuzzaamu oluganda
amaanyi. Want to emphasize
obanga twezaamu amaanyi ab'oluganda
so that we can strengthen one another.
Nga tukyali mu mikono gy'omubumbi ono nga yatukolamu omulimu.
Just as we are still in the world in the hands of the potter.
Omulimu gwange oba obuvunaanyizibwa bwange naye buli bumu.
My responsibility is one.
Kukkiriza kubeera nga tubeera bakozi wamu naye.
Just accepting to be co-workers.
Tukkiriza ekigambo kino kitukolemu omulimu.
So that we can believe the word to work within us.
Kitubumbe okutufuula ekyo ye kyayagala tubeere.
So that we can be molded to what he wishes.
Era mu lukendo luno nga yeyongera okukola omulimu gwe.
And this journey as he continues to remove that.
Newankubadde nga walinga ekiwayinza okubaawo ekiba kirabise mu ggwe ng'ebbumba banzi.
However much there is something that may happen
to us. Nga kigezezzaako okubeera ng'ekyonoona omulimu ogw'ekibumba ekibadde kibumbibwa.
Just like it may destroy the work that is being worked.
Mukama waffe agambye nti ngiye ng'omubumbi.
Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us
as yaddamu n'abumba omubumbi yaddamu n'abumba ekibumbi.
He can make it again.
Kakati nange we njagala osinziira wano.
That's where I want to stand.
Nga twezaamu amaanyi ab'oluganda.
And emphasize one another.
Nti mu lugendo luno.
That indeed.
Nga tukyali mikono gy'omubumbi Mukama waffe Kristo.
Just as we are still in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise our Lord.
Nga tukyali mikono gya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
As we are still in the hands of the Lord.
Tukkiriza akola omulimu mu ffe.
Let us accept him to work.
Newankubadde nga wayinza otuuka akaseera.
However much it may come a time.
Oba simanyi ggwe kaseera kikolimu nga ggwe ekibumbi.
I also don't know the time what you are going to do.
Naye omubumbi agambye ye tagenda kowakola.
But he said he has not gotten where
he is going.
That
work.
However much the potter, the vessel got in a problem.
Bible egambye mu lunyiyo lwokuna nti omubumbi yaddamu n'akibumba.
The paper stories us in verse 3 that the potter remolded it.
Akifula ekyo kyali ayagala kibeere.
And he made it what he wished. N'olw'ensonga
eyaboluganda.
For that reason, brothers,
njagala mbazaamu amaanyi.
I want to encourage you.
Era nga nange nnezaamu amaanyi.
As I also encourage myself.
Nga nkyali mu mikono gya Mukama Yesu Kristo.
Just as I'm still in the hands of our Lord.
Era nga nkyewombesa okubeera mu mikono gye. Era nga nkyewombesa okubeera mu mikono gye.
Still when I've humbled myself to be in his hands.
Nkimanyi nti wakyaliwo omukisa munene nnyo.
I still take note that there is still a great opportunity.
Ono kubeera nga anfuula era mubokufuna kyagala mbiri.
What he wishes to be.
Era naye bw'otyo obw'oluganda.
And for that reason, brethren,
nga tukyewombesa wansi omukono gwa Katonda.
You have also to be humbled.
Omubumbi agamba mwetefutefu.
The potter is ready.
Newe wankubadde wayinza okugyawo obuzibu ku kibumba oba ku mulimu gwa zaakola mu ggwe nange.
However much there might come any
problem.
Any problem.
Naye Bible egambye.
But the Bible has told us.
Nti omubumbi mwetefutefu.
That the potter is ready.
Okuddamu okubumba bujja.
To remold.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the
Lord. Omubumbi mwetefutefu okuddamu okola ki?
The potter is ready to remold.
Okutufuula. Ekyo kyagala tubeere.
What he wishes us to be.
Twasaba essaala mu 31 nga tuyingira omwaka.
We prayed on 31st.
Ne tugamba Mukama nti Mukama omwaka guno.
We told the Lord that this yeah.
Kubanga omuyo mutukubi era tulungamiza esale.
Because the Holy Spirit has already led us in that.
Netumugamba Mukama omwaka guno.
And we told him that Lord in this year.
Watugamba tujje tutese wamu naawe.
You told us to come and sit in your council. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18.
Naye Mukama kumulo kuguno omwaka gwokka n'emirala egiddako.
But for only this year and the forthcoming years.
Tukumeza tulina kitugenda tesa naawe.
There is nothing we are going to come into council
kubanga
for ourselves.
Kubanga gwaine birowoze birungi gye tuli.
But because you have good thoughts towards us.
Kama ku mwaka guno n'emyaka egiddako.
We told him that for this year and the years to come.
Kwa abantu planningira.
Is you to plan for.
Kwa abantu yiyiza.
Let you plan for.
Okutesa kuwena gye tuli gye kuba kukola.
Let your counsels be faithful to us. Praise our Lord.
So omubumbi ono yeewuunyisa.
Now this potter is amazing.
Ntize nawe tuli mukono gwe.
That we too are in his hands.
I now ayogera mu Yakob mu Petero ekisooka.
There is somewhere he speaks in the first Peter.
Tugende tusomee tulabe.
Let us go and read there.
Petero ekisooka esura ya 5.
First Peter chapter 5.
Tutalike kulunyiriri olwomukaga.
Let us start from verse 6. First Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
Mwekale mwewombe nga wansiwa omukono gw'amaani ogwa Katonda alyoke abagulumize ng'obudde.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise our Lord.
Kati omwoyo mutukuvu yatukuutira.
Now the Holy Spirit encourages us.
Tinga tuli mu mukono gwa mubumbi ono.
Just as we are still in the hand of the
Lord. Eranga yeyongera tubumba okutufuula ebyo byagala
tubeere. As he continues to remold us to greater
posture. Tukuutira n'atugamba banaye kambawo magezi.
He told us that let him give us wisdom.
Mwe mukole kintu kimu kyokka.
Let us do only one thing.
Mwe wombeke wasiwa omukono gwa Katonda ogw'amaanyi.
Let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord.
Nti mu bire ebituufu kunaabagulumiza.
That for that reason it will exalt us.
Nage ndi wano okukkaatiriza ensonga eno.
Nti
waliwo ebiseera bya buli kintu. Era nga tutuula wano nga bwe tujja we tugenda.
Tuli
mu mikono gy'omubumbi ali mutukola
mulimu.
Naye omwoyo mutukuvu atukuutira atugamba.
But the Holy Spirit is beseeching us.
Tweyongere kwewombeka wansi wa mukono gwe.
Let us continue to humble ourselves under the mighty hand.
Agamba nti mu bire ebituufu.
That in the due time.
Omubumbi ono agenda.
This porter will exalt us.
Jukira yali ayogedde Mukama waffe.
Remember he told us.
Mu Isaiah namu 8.
In Isaiah 48.
Yagamba Katonda tuyigiriza okugasa.
That is the Lord who teaches us how to
go. Natulunga mye makubo ke tulino kola ki okutambuliramu.
By the way that we that
so aboluganda.
Now brethren,
ngabwe tujja wano ngabwe tugenda.
As we come here and it comes to
tuli mikono gya mubumbi mikwano.
We are in the hands of the
Lord. Omubumbi ono ayina omulimu gwali mukola mbulamu
waffe. This porter is doing a great work with
us. Era yatugambye tweyongere ko
and he has told us that we should continue to be humble. There's one thing I always think about and it encourages me. Whenever I look in the group of full knowledge,
negambe ekintu kimu.
I always tell myself one thing.
Nti newankubadde
that however much
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise our Lord Jesus,
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus,
ntine wankubadde,
that however much
waliwo ebintu oluse ebirabisibwa,
there are things that are visible
mu bulamu bwange ne mu bulamu bwo,
in my life and your life too,
nga tebikwatagana na bya mubumbi ono,
and they are not equivalent to those things of the
potter, mumanyike ekintu kimu,
but I know one thing about
nti as long as ngatukyewombesa wansi w'omukono
gwe, as long as I'm still humble under his hand,
ajja kola omulimu okututuukiriza nga bwayagala tubeere,
he can do a work and make it be fulfilled.
Mutuma aine ekigambo kyayogera,
there's a certain word the apostle tells us,
bulijjo kyenzijukira,
that I always recall,
nti mukama yamugamba ng'eggwanga ya Uganda,
that the Lord told him as a country
tagenda kujjulula ndagaano gye yakola naffe,
that we will not disdain from the
n'agamba okumanya tajja kijjulula,
that because we will not disdain it,
ajja tu training otufula kyayagala tubeere,
he will train us to make us what he
wants, era bwe tunaaba tukakanyaza emitima gyaffe,
and if at all we make our hearts
strong, bw'ajja kyusaamu n'enkola atubbemu,
we will even turn and maybe
Yesu yebazibwe atamaliriza atuwonye,
and we also heal us again,
yona omubumbi gwe njogerako,
this is the part I'm talking about,
kala abooluganda,
now brethren,
atumaliza ekigambo ekyamagezi,
as we wind up with the word of
twagala okwezaamu amaanyi,
we want to encourage ourselves,
ekigambo nga kijja eri obulamu bwaffe,
as the word comes to us,
tukikirize kikole mu bulamu bwaffe,
let us allow it,
kubanga kye kikozi kye kitubumba,
because it's the one that
kitubumba okutufuula kye kyagala tubeere,
it molds us to make it, to make us what he wants,
bali ne kigambo mutume kyayogeddeko olunaku lwajjo,
there is a certain word that the apostle spoke yesterday,
n'agamba nti,
and he told us,
nti ekigambo kya Katonda buli ekijja gye tuli,
that when the word of God comes to us,
tukikirize kitufuule kye kigamba tukole,
let us accept,
nti buli kye kitugamba kye tuba tukola,
let us accept whatever it is,
n'agamba nti kubanga bwe tuba tetukkiriza kigambo kukola,
because we, if at all we don't allow this word,
mukama alina enkola endala gy'ayitamu era otufuulira ekyo kyennyini ky'ayagala
tukole, the Lord has another way that can make us believe and do what
ekigambo bwe tuba tetukkiriza kukola mu ffe,
that if at all we don't allow the word to work within us,
mukama agenda yeyongerayo ku step endala,
takes another step,
natandika okuleta embeera ate okubeeragaza zituyigiriza,
and it brings another situation to teach us,
kakati nze ndi omuntu omu bulamu buno bwobulokozi,
now I'm one of the person in this way of salvation,
eyakoowa okuwakana ne mukama,
who is tired of contending with
Yesu
the Lord.
Yebazibwe.
Praise our Lord Jesus.
Kubanga nawakana naye,
because I contended him,
but I always paid a very high price.
Nayenga nasasula omuwendo mungi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise our Lord Jesus.
Neduka ekiseera nemmanya,
and I reached a time and I knew,
era nemmalirira,
and I got determined.
Ndisigenda kuddayo kuwakana na mukama.
That I'm no longer going to contend.
Chang'amba nkole kyenkolaki.
Whatever he tells him to do.
Chakola muze ndikateno e direction ye tukwala jenkolaki.
Whatever he does to me and tells me that.
Kubanga manje kitwala okubera nga tomugondedde.
Because I know the price that it takes.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Omutango chekutwala.
I know the price it takes.
Ngalese embera njikire mu mbera.
If I told he brings another situation.
Nange nga maliza nga tugenda mu kigambe, nga tugenda mu kigambo kyolwa lero.
Just as I wind up going to into the word of today.
Emere mu kamera ya tegesegero tuongerayo.
The main food that he has prepared for us.
Jagala kubaza mu manyi.
I'm just beseeching and
omubumbi agambye yageda tubumba.
The potter has told us that
he is going to make
us and make us what he wishes.
Ekitegeza mu kibalo kino.
In this calculation.
Tewali na birowozo byaffe.
There is no nothing.
Fe tetulina plan ya ffe nga ffe.
We don't have any plan of ours.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tetumanyi na kyetulina kubeera.
Because we even don't know what we are.
Ebirowoozo byaffe byonna byonna busirusiru gyali.
All our minds are foolish to him.
Ye yekka ng'omubumbi.
Him alone.
Ekibalo kye kyekituufu.
His calculation is
right. Ate kye kirungi eri obulamu bwange n'obulamu
bwo. That is what is good to our lives.
Tumugondere nga tuli wansi w'omukono gwe.
Now let us humble ourselves.
Omukono gwa Katonda gukolebwa emyoyo gye musanvu.
The hand of the Lord is made up by the
Spirit. Tujja ne tukungaana tuba wansi wa mukono gwa Katonda.
Whenever we come together we are under the word.
Era buli kigambo ekiva katuti wano ne kyogerebwa eri gwe nange.
And every word that comes from the Father.
Kiba kizze okubeerako omulimu gwe kikola mu gwe nange.
It has come to do a work.
Twandi tusa akaseera nga tetulidia na muntu kujja kugamba tukola bweki tukufuna atondo
gyali.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Kubanga ekigambo kiba kyakyogedde.
Because the word had already spoken about.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
So jagala pakubiriza mikwano.
Now I want to encourage you.
Omubumbi ono ali mu kukola.
This potter is working.
Tuwombeke wansi wa mukono gwe.
Let us humble and eyes.
Nze kimanyi. Nti as long as tukyali wansi wa mukono gw'omubumbi ono.
Nga bwe tukyali wansi wa mukono gwe.
Emyaka gumu esatu ene etaano.
For 1, 3,
Yesu yebazibwe. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Tetukenda kubeera nga bwe tuli kati.
We cannot be the same.
Mukutegeera kwaffe.
In our understanding.
Mu mbalaza ffe.
In our behaviors.
Mu magezi gaffe.
In our wisdom.
Mu nkola yonna ey'obwakatonda. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Ne tuwombeke wansi w'omukono gwe.
Let us humble ourselves before
him. Ate tumukkiriza akole.
And let him.
Kubanga osobola omugaana okola.
Because we can.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Nga maliriza.
As I wind up.
Lubereberye mukaaga.
Genesis
6. The
Holy Spirit contended with
people.
The porter wanted to work within them.
Yes,
praise
the,
but they refused.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Bible,
the Bible tells us that the Lord was grieved. And he said, my spirit will no longer contend with man. Brethren, we are still under
the hand.
We can no longer contend with the Holy Spirit. You can always ask yourself how the Spirit can contend with you. Whenever we hear a word from the power of it,
yes,
praise the Lord, and yet we do not do as it
is.
That means the Holy Spirit is contending with us. Because in John chapter 6, verse
63,
it tells us that his words are our life and is the Spirit. Now, brethren, the potter is doing the
work.
The Holy Spirit is doing the
work.
Doesn't want to contend with us.
Akole.
Let us allow him
ango
to
do it. In
whatever angle drives us, let us go
yes,
back
to him. Yes, we ever see.
Praise
Jesus.
And he's going to make us as we wish. Or what he predetermined us to do. Let us welcome and this time, let us welcome back together with the word of God and brings us what God has prepared
for
us. And the potter is coming to mold us. Let us clap
for
the word of God.
Praise Jesus. It is good we learn the Lord, we work with him early when it is still time. Every day God wants us to be workers together with him. The problem God has, that to us it is a problem, but to God it is not a problem. He wants us to be workers together with him. He wants us to be workers together with him. He doesn't want to use us as him. Praise Jesus. Bible speaks in Ephesians chapter
2
that there is a spirit working in the children of disobedience, the spirit of the devil.
But
the spirit of the Lord, he wants to work with us. And
he
wants us to work in peace. And we understand each other. And
we
remain understanding very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that level, to reach it, if you don't, you
fail
to understand, you have to work with him. He has to do everything possible until you work with him. If he chose you to serve with him and still love
you,
that happened to Jonah.
Really,
the time he doesn't want to work with God. But God brought a situation upon him and he understood
that
he had to work with him. God would have dragged him by force, taking his understanding away from him to Nineveh. But he took him in the belly of the fish that he
restored
to
Sunday.
And so there he was put on the shore of Nineveh and himself went to Nineveh. Where he had refused to go in the understanding.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now God
appeared
to
understand
he had to go with him in his place.
He
doesn't want to take you there when you don't understand properly. It's not like the devil, for the devil can force you to do his things. And he takes away your understanding and he uses it to do whatever he wants.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
naye ebya mukama si bwe biri paka nga omutegeeredde
eddala
era n'osobola okukolamu
nayeokwongera
ku kigambo ekyo kyamagezi Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. And
by name and voice,
Ronald Hope
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
We thank
God for the good moment he's given us to serve him together with Pastor Bosa. May God bless all of you to take yourself as vessels within which can be stored the treasures of the word and to be able to spread it far. Anytime you fellowship, you continue to know God. You begin to get proven that you are a vessel. A vessel which can keep the treasures of knowledge to spread that message unto others. You are not there that you are just seated. And you see yourself perhaps have no importance in sitting here. God says that commit these words to the faithful people. They who will be able to spread them far.
Every
time I see you seated down in the place. You're holding your pen. You're holding your book. You have your Bible. I see you as that faithful servant whom I will commit God's words and you'll be able to spread them far. I don't just see you as a member in fellowship.
Me,
I don't want members who fellowship. I want faithful people who can be able to spread the message far. They encourage me. Because I know there's a generation moving on.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
anytime you see yourself seated, you're holding your book, you're holding your pen, you have a Bible. Your mind is very settled. I can prove to you that and I feel joy to see a vessel which is ready to keep the truth and to spread it far. May God bless you to be a blessing
that
will help you in this life and for the next life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
are moving on to see the schemes of the devil unto God and unto the church. We've spent some time and we are seeing the Spirit of the Lord and His works of righteousness and the Spirit of the devil, the Spirit of evil and its works of unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Right now we are moving on seeing the seal of the devil and the way it is made, and we've been seeing all these criteria. We last saw the way you may not buy and not even sell except when you have the number of the devil or his mark, the number 666. And we saw money in the midst there, the one who connects people with business.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Unto
they who buy and they who sell, he is everywhere. But we saw him that is a very serious messenger who goes deeper into the source of evil, the one we know well as the devil, the one who deceives the entire world, and he taps in every sin and spreads it. Now that messenger, he too has numerous numbers. He has from one, as we call it, $1, and moving up. They too are numbers, they are right there. But these ones can mess you up until you reach the number 666. Praise Jesus. Every number we look onto on money, there is something it brings in us. There is something it speaks with us. And we saw where money was made from, under the sea, where business began from, according to Ezekiel 28. Praise Jesus. We've been seeing many things concerning money, and this very day we want to be winding up some of those things which concerns money. And And if you're not careful about that,
with
so many who cannot go to heaven, and many of them, they who have money and they who have not eat, and they go to hell. But because of money still, the poor, they go there. Because they are yearning so much in this world that they reach to a level of having money. And the one having it, it too speaks some things to him. A lot of evil things to be done. And we saw men who overcame with money. And we too know we have learned how to overcome. Even though it is given in plenty to us, we expect each one of us will be able to use it very well.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus.
No, no, Rachel.
Now, because of that,
we
are moving on to see some of the things upon money.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We saw that business and the way it is moving on. The pleasures the devil and Jezebel put upon money. The pleasures. Those kind of life. And the pleasures of unrighteousness. But in all that, what surprises most, that we rejoice and we end right on earth. And the master asks a question. What does it profit to eat the entire world?
And
you forfeit your soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No,
and you sell it yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, as we look analytical upon money, we have to think of that so much. We heard Jezebel, the first fallen angel who fell and joined on the devil.
When
they sat in the meeting of making money, what she first put upon money is that kind of pleasurable life full of unrighteousness. All actions of which are not righteous, yet they come from pleasures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you may even rejoice and reach a level and your heart bursts. And you die in the joy of money and to hell.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now in all that, let's move on seeing what we last covered in Revelations
18.
Let's begin from verse 10.
Kubikura esule kumi na munana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi nga bayimiridde wala era bakabaka b'ensi bayenda ne bakaba wala naye balikaaba balikuba ebiwoobe ku lulwe bwe baliraba omukka ogw'okwokebwa kwe nga bayimiridde wala olw'entiisa ey'okubonaabona kwe nga boogera nti zikisanze zikisanze ekibuga ekinene Babulooni ekibuga eky'amaanyi kubanga mu ssaawa emu omusango gwo gutuuse n'abatunzi ab'omu nsi bakaaba banakuwala ku lulwe kubanga tewali muntu akyagula buguzi bwabwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That the selling which is troubling us and the buying which is making us run quick in the world, a time is going to come and they will finish. What we try to tell you is this: if you enter those businesses, or if you're selling, or if you're buying, what you have to do is one. It is to look on the kingdom of heaven. Everything you've got to be enough for you.
that
you may use it well, what you've gotten.
For
this buying and selling which is troubling you, through which the devil passes to confuse you, all of them will reach a time and they will finish and pass away. For in heaven there will no more be business there. Even in hell they don't do business there. Even they will be in the lake of fire and there will never be business there. Don't be confused by buying and selling. You just see it as something within the world and which is just there for a moment. Just look at money as something which is just there for a moment. For the one who was in the midst of this business, time is going to come. Just as it reached on some of them, for the one in hell, like we heard of the rich man, he could no more buy again and money was nothing to him anymore.
But
even Lazarus, who had entered heaven, it we never needed money there, and there is no business done there. In the heaven they don't buy land pieces. All that ends in the hell. You don't buy land there. That problem of money you see troubling and confusing you, and the business of this world, all of them, their importance end on this world, and one day they will never even profit on this earth. Revelations 18 verse 12.
Obuguzi obwa zaabu ne feza n'amayinja ag'omuwendo ne lulu ne bafuta ennungi n'olugoye olw'effulungu ne liiri n'olugoye olumyufu.
Every form of business as you see it here, we see them buying silver, every kind of precious stone, day of gold, we see them here. They want different kind of clothing. We have different rings and bangles. All of them are within. That is all what takes our time.
And
people think so much of them on the world as they're there. They never think of where they're going next. Those words like this finish them. Let's move on. Revelations 18 verse 12.
Na buli muti ogw'omugavu, na buli kintu ekyessanga, na buli kintu eky'omuti ogw'omuwendo omungi ennyo.
Everything which is highly valued. Every kind of business like of wood. And things like those.
There are
many things we sell in this world as we look at them. And even buying, we buy. But they keep on troubling your mind. You never forget. To think that you have to build your body which takes you back to heaven. You have to work for the kingdom of heaven. For if your time will be finished by those things, there is where you have been working for in the moment of not working for heaven. And you're there working for hell. That is the place of they who have not prepared themselves. For there is no order. They cast you in every location they want. Now we were there, we pray our kingdom in heaven. We are taken where we have prepared ourselves for.
Revelations 18
verse 12.
Na buli kintu ekyessanga, na buli kintu eky'omuti ogw'omwendo omungi ennyo, n'ekyekikomo, n'ekyekyuma, n'ekye jinja eddungi.
Buli amayinja nga bw'ogalaba.
Every kind of precious stone.
Ebikomo tubirabyeko.
We have seen the bronze.
Tulabye amayinja ag'engeri.
We have seen different kind of stones, the marbles.
Zasubulizibwa mu nsi muno.
They are being bought and sold in this world.
Gamalawo obudde bw'abantu.
They spend people and finish people's time.
Kubikula sura ya 18. Revelations
18 verse 13.
N'ekyakaloosa n'eddalizi n'obubaane n'omusigo ogw'omugavu.
They have told you all kind of incense
and
they smell good.
And if
you feel you want to buy it, that they be in your house,
But as you buy all those of the kingdom of heaven, will you reach? You may not perhaps have known yet why they say you cannot buy, not even sell, except when you have the mark. For the wrinkle and the spot
yes,
is Jesus.
And
you get off the word of God.
And
you distort it, you don't accept what the things is given you in this world. There is a very long journey that you
hit
the number 666.
Tuli mukubikura. Esula eyekumi n'omunana n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na sato.
Revelations 18 verse 13.
Necha kalosa, necha binzali.
Every form of product in the world, as you know. Every form of buying and selling. A person can say spices? That
what
troubles me in this business? Even in buying? Perhaps you are a woman. You told the man that you go to buy curry powder of 1,000. You buy for 200 and you keep the balance yourself. It's just curry powder, but it can trouble you.
You see,
I think this of business is something very simple. Something of getting to buy and to sell.
It has
powers of the devil that showed you money.
And you may
wonder, where do you get that to do that? Let me tell you, you
may
not commit adultery physically. And you have kept for your husband. But when he gives you money here, you're going to buy rice of 5,000, you buy for 3,500, and that is money. And the rest of the things you've kept them well. But you begin to deceive around and lie. When he just gives you and you, after you balance yourself, when you don't, you told him, you can have a balance, that is different. But what happens is, you have told him something is of 10,000
shillings,
and he gives you 10,000 and you claim you're going to buy that, yet it is for 5,000 and you want to retain the balance, but you're not committing adultery.
Monday,
when you touch it,
it's
curry powder, buying curry powder. It too can trouble you with God.
For
the devil in business,
he
seeks for someone to get the spot or wrinkle within him. For God is going to come back for a church which has no spot, not even a wrinkle. Now he knew that in business, buying and selling, he can create spots no matter how much someone tries to run from him.
He
even tries on the little spice you're buying. And he says, no.
Even though
he told me for 500, buy for 100. Will you check out to see whether you bought for 500? When it reaches the man, he buys for a woman something of 500 and he says this is for 5,000 shillings. It's a very small thing. And even in prayer, you pray very well and you fellowship. But when it reaches buying and selling, you totally got confused and messed up. And you get at least a spot. Let me tell you, may even be praying very well. You speak the word when you start to speak it. And the devil says,
me,
I have a weak point, I will get you. Yet go into business. You may even get to go employ them and you don't pay them. And you see, truly, money is very little.
ate balokole bannaffe bakwata ku balokole
n'abalokole
alabira ddala abantu abakozesa obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
bunaabasasula
naye nga mukama ekiragiro kye bw'aba
agambaagamba
nti omukozi agwanidde okuweebwa empeera ye nga n'entuuyo
tezinnakalakasitakola
emirimu gy'okunsi
wano
newankubadde ng'egy'omuggulu
fetugenda
okukola nga batuwadde
empeera
olwaleero katolaba nga
mpeerezanaye
nze bampadde empeera yange muggulu
gyetebalinda
nti osooka omale
ate
ye katonda akusasulira mu advance.
God just pays you in advance.
He
pays before you work.
And he says
you work and you just enter in your wealth. But on the world you read the command.
And
he says as long as the worker finishes their work, pay their wages before this. The sweet price. Now when you reach that command, let me tell you, may fail to make it. It is just business we are speaking about. Born again as we speak the truth. Who of us pays their laborers when they have just finished working? Are you around? May God bless you. Even you couldn't do that, please get that strength to do that. So you may say you
have God,
but the devil concerning business. Let's move on.
Turi mukubikora esura ya 18 n'olunyirwa 13.
Revelations 18 verse 13.
N'ebinzaali n'obubaane n'omuzigo ogw'omugavu n'envumbo n'omwenge
bino byonna bitabudde ensi.
All these are troubled this world.
Waraji n'ebintu ebirala.
Waraji and alcohol and wine.
Era olutuuka eyo.
And when you reach there.
Nga mumala okunywa nga mukyankalana.
After you drink you get confused.
Busubuzi buno bwonna.
All this is business.
Naye yonna mutego gya sitaani alinza.
All of these are traps of the devil waiting.
Era omala kukola ssente ezo bulungi nnyo
tezikubonyaabonya
n'ogenda otuula wali onywe
n'ogaa
kasita nywa
kuzange
era nga zange aha kati nkulina
naye ssente
bw'oba tozirina bayinza okukutwala ne bakuliraguliramu awo
naye
bw'ofunira ezizo nawe
ojja kulaba You spit, you put it all there and you spit it, all of it. You drink the whole of it. Revelations 18 verse 13.
N'amafuta n'obutta obulungi.
Basubula amafuta.
They do business of olive oil.
We saw it in
Ezekiel 27, some of them.
You see
pastors selling olive oil
40,050.
The word money
perhaps
have been seen as paper just
in
the coins you hold.
If
you get olive oil, you find a man to wash your feet to put oil. He's bring money fast. This one God stopped it. When he advises us, he says, in Matthew 10, freely
you've
been given, freely give.
Make it
put away the business. But you find in the church, someone is selling jelly cans of water.
They
are water of blessing. Someone is on oil selling it.
And you
expect them to go to whose heaven? They told us the younger and the old. They
will
reach a time and they can buy or sell. Except when they have the mark of the beast. At least this one does it to church and says these are church issues.
Money
is what tells him that these are for church. And they've never sold them in their name. They sell the olive oil in the name of Jesus. Even the water when they are selling it. If they are selling you pork, they tell you to buy pork for them.
That's
why they do it in the name of Jesus.
bamaliriza buli kimu kiri mu linnya lya
Yesu.
Kale n'amafuta bwe gatyo.
Now the oil is also there.
Kaga tunaye twawulira nti Isirayiri yali yasooka okugatunda.
We heard that Israel was the first to sell olive oil.
Kusinya bitwala mu Ezekiel 27. Bagatundanga wansi mu nnyanja.
They sold it under the sea.
Era kankano gano gemuwulira nti baganonye mu nnyanja.
Right now this you hear that you can see. Olyesitowalinga
ge bamutwaliranga.
That's toward what they took for him.
Sitani ne Jezebel.
The devil and Jezebel.
Bakunganya amafuta kati.
Bana
basajja bageno ne baleeta ebifuta futa ebivudde.
These men go down there, they get funny oils from down there.
Ne bakusiga.
And they put upon you.
Lwotaka tute mu business yo tokola kase.
Take it on your business, you don't make money on that thing.
Oina kubera ngoro ono nayo musumba mpayo.
You must be going for oil for the from the pastor.
Na,
and you give money and they give it oil.
Then mansre komu.
There you go, you spend that upon your business.
Murimu gwange.
Not to your work.
Kugamba obera ogori nganga bana basamizera.
You are there like these wizards.
Ari no kubera nakadagara bukisera.
They have put upon their waists. Which they move with the wheel. And it gets an expiry date, they go back to get another.
Revelations 18:13.
They
have told you flour.
Muno obunakali bw'abanyankole.
These ones of the banyankole.
Nabo bukyankala nnyo omuntu.
That is someone's business.
Ogula busera.
You buy busera. You selling hens and buying them.
Byonna ebiri kye bayita nti kirimu obusuubuzi.
What is called that is business within it?
What was said now? Alina ebigambo ebyayogera.
There is the man who has his words, he speaks within it.
Era olina okulabika ng'omwegendereza.
And you must be very careful of him.
Mm-hmm.
Revelations 18:13.
Nente n'endiga n'obuguzi obw'embalaasi n'amagaali n'abaddu.
Okutunda abantu.
Selling human beings. Even companies now buying human beings. This buying of the slave trade has just been modified. Right now they buy you here.
Abu Dhabi.
And they take you to Abu Dhabi.
And
they have a percentage over you there.
Every
time you're working, there is a portion they put to him.
Now, business
rich and troubled people.
You went
selling or buying human beings. That too is there.
There are things
that they even buy and they are like about you.
Abantu babba abantu okuva mu mawanga agenja
wo. Steal human beings from other nations. And they sell them in other nations.
Jotamanyira jotali sobola
kudda gome nyo. And where you could never come back to where you came from.
Kwega mamkama arabira dalo busubuzi bulonga butta buki.
This is business when it is moving on.
Eranga arabira danti enamba eno lukaka ga mukaka.
This is the number 666.
Ikola nyo wakati wo kutunda no kugula
wa. It is working so much in the midst of buying and selling.
Oyinzo kwa tochegendereza.
You may perhaps have not looked upon it.
Eki kasero chinulie no
wegendereza. But it's the time to look analytically and carefully upon it.
Wano we wali okugula emyoyo.
Is where buying of bodies is.
Oyinzo ganti basubudde bantu.
You may say that they have bought human beings.
Kigendera dabuzi bantu omoyo nako bakusubudde.
Deeper that they have even bought the spirit.
Akati abamu bo batwalira ddala emyoyo.
Now some of them take the spirits.
Ne bagitunda wansi mu nnyanja.
And they sell them under the sea.
Gw'olaba musajja abawandiisa amannya mu kuŋŋaaniro b'ekkanisa.
You see men registering people in their synagogues.
Ng'agenderi ng'agaba nobo nna ze ndiga zange.
And they go under the sea, they say, all these are my sheep.
Ate naye wakkiriza nti oli ndiga ye.
And you too, you believe you are his sheep.
Toyagala kubeera ndiga ya Mukama waffe
Yesu. You want to be a sheep of the Master Jesus.
Okusinzira bwe tulaba Yokaana 10.
According to John 10.
Tulina kuba ndiga za Mukama waffe Yesu.
Must be sheep to the Master Jesus.
Si za basumba bano.
Not for these pastors.
Bw'obeera ndiga ye.
If you are his sheep.
Ajja kutunda nga bw'ayagala.
He will sell you as he wishes.
Ata kugamba yita Katonda wange.
And he tells you, call upon my God.
Tolina kuyita Katonda w'abantu bonna
abalina omubiri n'omusaayi. The God of all people with flesh and blood.
Wabula oyita wuwe.
But you call his God.
Era kugamba mugenda kulaba Katonda wange bw'atambula.
And he tells you, see how my God moves. Your God sees when? Are you calling this a demonic spirit that is possessed by one person? This is a God of all people with flesh and blood. When we look at Jeremiah 32,
26 and 27. He is a God of all with flesh and blood.
He
cannot there be a God of one person. And even though he speaks, he says, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am not God of the dead, but the God of the living. He never said I'm the God of Abraham alone.
There that
you called the God of so and so come. Ezekiel chapter 8, people had other things they were worshipping, and where they take your prayer request to be prayed for, and they
have
fellowship and gather with Jezebel. They have taken your prayer request and your names, and you'll be there selling your spirit. Everything they tell you to repeat, you repeat it, and you make covenant. Say like this: what is upon me to clothe you? Yes, Pastor, what is upon me? Let it clothe me. What is upon you?
It
makes you do covenant wisely like that.
Tuli mu kubikulisula ya 18 nolu nyiriri la 13.
Revelations 18 verse 13.
Nobu guzibu embalasi na magali na wadu. Nemi yoyo jiaba antu.
Nemi yoyo jiaba antu.
Even human souls.
Abantu bava mkusubula abantu.
People cease to buy humanity. And they go to buying souls.
Ulina diangati. Tukola business za kukula mioyo.
We make a business of buying souls. And they are bargaining for your soul every
day.
I am going to first pause here a little. They were chief in making money in this world. They are people who sell their soul.
First,
we'll be making registration telling you right
now. The man tells
you are going to take your name to Israel to be prayed for. And I'm going to tell you where they take your names. To sell souls. They first sell their own souls. And they know that they sold already their own souls. Now to survive, he has to gather the ones he's going to sell. Now this business of buying and selling souls is very broad. The one preaching you a false gospel, they too are selling you without anything to buy you. And no one has paid them physically. For they sell your souls, making it get lost. And they sell it like that. But they are who get real money out of them. Praise Jesus. Let's first go to
Ezekiel.
The word of selling the soul, we have to look analytical about it. You thought they had sold it to you there?
Kubanga Bible ina wekulabuya negamba.
The Bible warns you and says,
"Kigasajo kuri ensenu nojimarao."
What does profit to eat the entire world?
Naya tena utundo moyo
go. You forfeit your soul.
Osebolo gutunda.
You can sell it.
Ngatoli na kumanya katunda.
And you have no knowledge.
Ngatoli na kutegiri.
And you have no understanding.
Ira waduwa kuiwa naku.
And there is.
There
are times when you have not sold it yourself, and there's someone holding it to sell it. That's business and money. That's how it goes deeper in the sins upon it.
And
when riches of selling souls, out of it comes much witchcraft and sorcery. Ezekiel 13 from verse 16.
Neba nabi ba Israeli balagula ebya Yerusalemi era abakirabira okwolesebwa okw'emirembe songa tewali mirembe bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Naawe omwana w'omuntu kakasa amaaso go okwolekera abawala b'abantu bo abalagula ebiva mu mitima gyabwe bo era balagulireko. Oyogere nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti zibasanze abakazi abalogo era abakolera ebigwero ku mitwe gy'abantu abakolera obulogo ku mitwe gy'abantu aba buli kigera okuyigga obulamu
nti bano balina obulogo bwe bajja nabwo
bwe
bamala okuga nti bagenze mu Isirayiri
naye
nga bagenze wansi mu
nyanja
eno gye bafunira obulogo
bwemwenajja
n'abasiriwaza
mwenna
buli kyabagamba
kyemuddamu
ekiri ku nze kibambale
kiddemu
emirundi esatu
ana mwemuddamu
wali wakiwulidde agamba
amiina
waliwo omulokole yakuba aleluya ebyo byebaba bikoze
ebyoasi
amala okubasiriwaza muba
temukayogera teri
abuuza
teri
agamba nti naye musumba ekyo leero
wabula
mubeerawo bubenzi nga mutubula kankubuulira abantu bali eri
abalala
waliyo betulaba abasamize
abanaddiini
abantu abo ku mulundi guno okutundibwa kw'emyoyo babadde bakikola nga bayita mu bulimba bw'enjiriza yesu
yebazibwanaye
kati bwe kituuse kyegattibwamu abasumba b'obulimba ne bannabbi b'obulimba abeekwese mu kanisa
y'obulokozi
bano bo mukutunda emyoyo
ate
bo b'amaanyi nnyo era baagalibwa nnyo wansi eyo
munyanja
kubanga be bantu
bwe
bandibadde nga basuubuzi mu nsi
bandibadde
babbi nnyo
naye
kati kasa baayingira mu kanisa basobola okubuzaabuza emyoyo
paka
nga bagutunze kubanga balina obulimba awe asooka n'akugamba kati koloka okube mu ngalo
ndaba
yesu wuuyo agenda kukwatako
onaaba
kubanga ali mu busuubuzi ayinza okujja akantu
kabeyirayisiaga
kankubuulire sooka okatunuleko olabe gwe tokalaba
kakati
kano kakujjaabwe
emisaawo
giraba yakolebwa ku mulembe gwayitira
era esobola
okubanga ekolera
era
bw'ogyambala obeera serebu
nga
akimanyi baagikola china
wan
kati yemusumba akuddako n'akubuulira ebintu paka
ng'okyamwogeridde
n'otuuka n'okwogera byotalina kwogera okyamugira oba
totegedde
nti waliwo
kyotegedde
oba owulira essanyu n'otandika n'okukola kati bagamba tuula mu ttaka era osobola
otuula
yimuka oyimirire
bwewunzikawewunzikeyonna
oba osobola
obikolesaawe
bano babasigala mu nsi nga basuubuzi bandibadde bantu bazibu
nnyokati
bwe baayingira mu kkanisa basobola okulimba omwoyo paka nga bagutunze bw'alaba omulemesezza mu by'obulimba ebyakamwa ng'agenda afunayo waakira eddogo ajja nalyo ng'abagamba waliyo amafuta ga
wiiki
era omwoyo wa wiiki
eno
agenda kuba wanjawulo
naye
simanyi oba omwoyo akyukakyuka
buli kiseera bwati
era ebyo sibiwulirango ku mwoyo
omutukuvu
omwoyo tulina omu
mukama
waffe omu okubatizibwa kumu okukkiriza kumu tubiraba mu befeso esula ey'okuna kati omwoyo guno gwe mukyusakyusa buli wiiki
kuno
si ye mwoyo wa mukama era naaga amafuta ge mukyusa ne mugamba aga wiikendi gagenda kuba
ganjawulo
ate ku wiikendi ezo
mujjamu
n'ezimu ne muziyita special
sunday
eno sunday y'enjawulo naye ebyo byonna bano baali
basuubuzi
ne bajja bayingira ekkanisa ng'ayinza okugamba ng'oyiseewo n'agamba wiiki
ejjawiiki
ejja ebintu byeŋŋenda okuleeta bikugwanidde oguleko kuba bigenda kuba byakabi takugaa ti obaka kati mu kkanisa muno aba ajja kugamba wiiki ejja muteekwa mwenna okubaawo kuba mukama agenda
tambula
babiira basuubuzi
tulimu ezekyeri essula ya 13 n'olunyiriri lwa 18 muyigga obulamu bw'abantu bange ne muwonya mwekka obulamu bwammwe okufa era mwavumisa
abantu bange olw'embatu eza sayiri.
Kaakati bo bafa ku kimu
ssente. They are minding one thing, money.
Era bw'obajja okukuŋŋaana, tafaayo oba otegedde eggulu oba
tolitegedde,
oba bagendayo batya,
ye
kasita akubuulira ebiri n'akukwatako ku mutima, n'agamba kati
mbakutte.
Waliwo ayinza okusiga mu
njiri?
Waliwo ayinza okutaapinga amafuta gano? Tafaayo oba ogenda mu ggulu oba togenda, ye kasita ebibbo biba nga bigenda kuba mu
ssente.
Omwoyo ye tafaayo bagulazeewa, wabula afuba buli nnaku mubeerewo, era abeera asoma ekyawandiikibwa
kiri,
temulekangayo okukuŋŋaana ng'abalala bwe bakola, naye ng'ate ekigendwa ky'okukuŋŋaana
kuno
tekinnyonnyoddwa era tekivaayo, kubanga batunnyonnyola mu
Bakolinso
Bakolinso ekisooka 14 batugamba omukuŋŋaananga alina ekigambo eky'amagezi, alina
eky'okutegeera,
alina okwolesebwa, byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba ekkanisa. Nti kukuŋŋaana kwaffe kulina okuba mu ki
ky'otegedde,
si kukuŋŋaana
bukuŋŋaanyi.
Yesu yebazibwa. Wabula bali bakozesa kiri ekyawandiika okuŋŋaane buli nnaku bakuŋŋaanye, bw'alaba ziganye muleeta ntono ng'emyoyo yagitwala mu nnyanja
ng'agitunda,
bamuwe ku ssente
eziwera,
bamuwe amafuta agawera,
akube
abantu ebigo nabo bakikakasa nti alina amaanyi basobole omuwa ku
ssente.
Kaakati emirundi mingi bw'otuuka mu ddiini zonna
ezisinga
tewali ddiini etatunda
mwoyo,
kubanga tebaafaayo wagy'olaga, ate bwe tutuuka mu bulokozi bano bakwatira ddala ne kaasi okuva wansi mu
nnyanja,
akakasa emyoyo egi gyonna
egimumwa
ate kukakasa nga amaze okuwamba emyoyo
gyammwe,
mumuyita spiritual father, temukyalina kitammwe ali mu ggulu, n'akakasa nti kati muli baana be, era n'agamba kati nze daddy wammwe, nammwe ne mukkiriza igwe
daddy,
owa omukulu ne mumusalako, ne muggyawo omusumba Yesu,
oli ne
mumuyita omusumba wammwe omulungi, mumanyi n'omuyita malayika w'ekkanisa,
mutuuka
n'abaana bonna bange
kati,
oba oyagala okukakasa nti bange, munkyalireko mulabeyo, mugenda kulaba mpita daddy, ndi spiritual father waabwe, mbatunda mumpa mummeka? Kyembagamba kyebaddamu, era emyoyo gyo bamanyi ginvaitinga nga bagenda obatunda, gikakase obanga abantu boona
omusajja
obanga ndigaze, mugenda okulaba olwo olunaku akayana nnyo ku ky'okuba spiritual father oba daddy
wange,
temulindigazanga nga muddamu ye tulindigazo, ani kitammwe? Yeggwe musumba. Nga giwali kikakasa ekivaamu nga bamuwaamu emmaali, nga bakakasizza nti kati zonna
yazisiriwazazize,
era kyebasinga okukola bano boolaba nga banaatunda emyoyo
kwe
kubajja ne mwerabira kitammwe ali mu
ggulu,
ne mwerabira omusumba Yesu, ne mwerabira omuntu kuva ava mu
ggulu,
n'abayisa Holy Ghost we, n'abagamba ekiri ku nze kyekirina
okubambala,
paka nga muli bwe mutyawo temukyategeera
bulungi,
n'alyoka atwala amannya
gammwe,
abagamba ngenda kubasabira wiiki eno buli muntu awandiika erinnya lye n'ekyayagala, ngenda kugenda mu Isirayiri, ngenda kubasabira. Gundi Katonda atuula mu
Isirayiri,
kikwetaagisa kugendawo tusabire? Katonda ali wonna wonna.
God is everywhere.
Era tagamba abiri basatu bakungana ku lulwe
nga waali. Where two or three gather for six is in the midst.
Kakati njagala okubuuza.
Now I want to ask.
Kino ekibiina tetusukka mu babiri.
This group are we more than two?
Alioka agenda eri gy'ali.
That he may go wherever he is.
Kati alina otubuulira.
He has to tell us.
Bw'abanga Katonda ali eri.
If the same God is within.
Bw'atubuulira w'anaabeera
wa. The one he tells here, where does he dwell?
Bw'aliwo ne lw'atugamba nti wuuyo mulaba atambula.
This is where he claims that I see him walk.
Ezekiel essuula ya 13 n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwa 19. Era mwavumisa mu bantu bange olw'embatu eza sayiri n'olw'ebitole eby'emigaati okutta obulamu obutagwana kufa
ne balyoka bakwata obulamu bw'abantu abazze.
And they get the left people have come to see God because they want bread.
Yes, as you see,
cars, good houses.
They
don't even teach you to understand the word.
When
you come, they begin to tell you pray.
And
you pray all hours. After you get heated up, and he says, now you're going to be swept for the prayer you prayed.
Ogisigire esobole okubanga esaala ya Mukama
agiddamu.
Jukira maze okutya muka wenna. Omuntu buli lwaleekaana oba n'ayogera ennyo omubiri gwe gulina engeri gyekukyamukakyamukamu. Wali
okigendereddekobwokola
training
training
obadde munafunafu olina amaanyi
gofunakasi
ojjako olutuuyo
tuyawo.
Era bayinza n'okugamba kati awo Mukama yatambula kuba omubiri
gutuuye.
Ndowooza olaba omwoyo wakkolamu
omulimu.
Kumbe yakukubisira mutyanga n'otuuya nawe
nna.
Munuba basabisanga mwetoloola.
Katetuva
Mukama ngulize nga kwata nga ogweri nga bagamba omwoyo wuuyo atambula.
Tuli mu Ezekiel essuula ya 13 olunyiriri lwa 19.
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
N'okuwonya obulamu okufa obutagwana kuba bulamu.
Kati waliwo be basembeza okumpi.
Now they would draw closer.
Nga balowooza nti banaabawonya.
And they think they will be saved.
Abo abasinga okubateekamu ssente nnyingi.
They will put much money within them.
Naye bonna babeera bakufa.
But all of them are to die.
Kakati mwe ababeere mu kibiina.
Now you are in the fellowship.
Balabira ddala embuzi ez'okuwanyisa mu baba we ssente.
See goats to be drugged that they may be given money.
Otunda myoyo.
To sell souls.
Tuli mu Ezekiel essuula ya 13 n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwa 19.
Ezekiel 13 verse 19.
N'okuwonya obulamu okufa obutagwana kuba bulamu nga mulimba abantu bange abawulira ebyobulimba
batuuzaawo abantu ekibiina ne babalimba obulimba nabo bwennyini bukutunda kubanga nga toligenda mu ggulu oliba aba tasobola kunnyonnyola ggulu
n'ebiriyo
oli najjaku obubaka nti munnange muggulu tugenda vuga
amamotoka
muggulu bana ti tugenda vuga
amamotoka
twalaba entambula z'omwoyo ze tugenda
okukozesa
tuba n'embalasi zaffe zibaakibwa waati oli wadde
mbomuka mu bbanga
osobola okubulawo n'osibirawo oyagala so tewetaaga mmotoka mu ggulu kubanga nayo kirwadde kirala
ekirya
mwana omulala ali awa
gwolina
okulabirira
ddala
gwe tulaba awo bweoyagala okugula emmotoka naye olina okugigula nga okakasa mwana alimu abaana
bataano
eyo gyo kati tugambe emmotoka eyinza okuba enywa amafuta emitwalo esatu
ng'otambulira
naye abaana bo nga bataano
tebamalawo
emitwalo esatu ye esobola okugawuuta mu kuvaano jasi nakugenda ntebe emitwalo esatu n'oteekamu amaana
oddeera
alimu abaana nga basatu kale nga
bamotoka yo
yesu
yebaziganya
ogenda kuzivuga
naye
manya bw'ogenda okukolanga. kati bino ebintu ebitontono abantu bebayitamu okutunda
emyoyoayinza
okulimba ogenda gagawala
katinkulaoyingira
mbugaaboyingiranawe
nogolokokaoaotambuoyingiraa
kwata olabe ng'oggulawo
ogulawo kalinayo
wali mubeerawo nga
mwasiriwaladde
emyoyo nga
bagityankalaizabagitunze
ddewa
sitaane
mu bintu
ebitaliyo
era musitukawo nga
temukyategeraulira
okukkiriza kuvuga
emmotoka
nga bakusiriwaza siriwaza
ddaomwoyo
bagutunze
tebagala
mu busuubuzi bwa
Jezebeli
mulimu okusiriwaliza ddala abantu
n'obalowoozesa
nti baguze
nebyebataguze
bwamala okukwatayo bayinza okukwatayo omuntu omu
bwati
namusinkanya tugambe oba nyumba
and they make them meet a house
namugamba kwata ekikoro ogigule
and they tell them get a leaf and bite
oyo nakola nnyo okusabira oyo nannyini kifo
ekyapaka
ngaakimuwa
to pray for the all of that place that may be given that house
bamana jarabawo obujulizi yayingira
mu kukiriza testify they entered faith
nakwata ekikoro okugula ekibanja
and they touched a leaf to buy land pieces
era yamaliza ngaakiguze mukama
akimuwa
kumbe bwe yamala otekayo ekikoro ekyo
after they put that
yadde eri nasabira omusajja nannyini kifo ekyo esaali embi
pray evil prayers to the landlord of that place
nga bwamugamba noonya okimpe kwata omutima gw'omusajja oyo ogusiriwaze ayi mukama paka ng'ompadde ekitaka eriyo lye naguze bwajja eno ngaakuwa obujulizi nti yalina kukkiriza n'akwata ekikola n'ateeka ku kibanja
kyabeeri
n'akigula kumbe yaloga abamu bamanyi n'okubaga agenda osene ettaka ku kifo ekyo olireete
wano
n'ogenda ku ttaka lyabendi n'olabiriza n'osenayo
ettakanga
muli babbi muli balogologo wano omwoyo tokusuubira okubanga gwakugenda
muggulu guno
ogutunze
eri
obulogo n'obusamize
n'obubi
tuli mu Ezekyeri esula ya 13:20 Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti laba ndi mulabe wa bulogo bwammwe bwe muyizisa obulamu eyo okububuusa
babeera buli kiseera bakuloosa nga bwe baagala
every time they cause you to dream as they want
bagamba leero mukiro kyaleero
mwenna
mugenda kulaba nga muline mukama mutuddeagabira
ssente
era ekyo kyemulaba
asobola
okukuloosaloosa buli kyayagala okuyigayo mu birooto basobola okunoonya mu
birooto
paka nga omwoyo ogwo bagukutte
nebaguwamba
oyinza okulanga olwoto osaba n'omusuma naye nga alina ebigoyo ebyakwambaza
byotategeera
omwoyo eri alina
kyagwambaza
ennaku zino abasuma n'abatuma abamu
balogo
n'abasumaabamuabemulababaloggobaloggo akuwa ekifaananyi kye n'okiteekaawo n'olaba ekiri omuntu
ng'akivaaogenda
okulaba olwoto omusajja ava mu
kifaananyi
tuli mu Ezekyeri essuula ya 13:20
era ndibikisa okubijja mu mikono gyammwe. Era ndita obulamu obwo bwe muyigga okububuusa. Era n'obulogo bwammwe ndibuyuza n'emponya abantu bange mu mukono gwammwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Abantu bano abatondibwanga tebalinako kumanya.
These people who are sold without knowledge.
Mukama abakya alina chance yokujjayo.
The Lord has a chance to bring them out.
Ngabe yakugamba ku Revelation 2. Ndi kimanyi olio mukunganya oli abasitani.
You are in the synagogue of the said devils.
Na ye kola boti ne boti okusubula okubona.
But do ABC to be saved.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kankana abo Uganda.
Now brethren.
Ebintu bino biri munsi obusubuzi buli munsi.
Business is within the world.
Obusubuzi kankana bwayingira mu
kanisa. Right now it enters within church.
Mukanisa,
but when it reached the church,
mulimu n'okutunda emyoyo.
It involves selling souls.
Era abasajja abakwata esaala ne babatwala eyo okubasabira.
They go there, they are prayed for.
Naye tebagenda eri Katonda.
But they don't go to God.
Baba bagenze tundayo myoyo
gyabwe. They want to sell their souls.
Era ogoyo gwe mulabambi afunye ku sente.
And the one you see getting some money,
they afunye sente mu kanisa
eyo. They have gotten money in that church.
Bwali bwali nga bonna bagagga wali.
Have you ever seen all of them getting rich?
But when it speaks
to them, it says that God has made all of you rich.
They won.
They go in favor more when they are selling. You know, when you're selling a goat, there are goats out of the flock which you love
most.
And he said, these others don't have much
money.
Yes, I bought them too, but these ones are the best.
Kati bano mukutundibwa kwabantu.
This was the selling of people.
Bemulabagagabaramu.
The ones who see getting rich within them.
Abo babeera babasiima nnyo.
Those are the ones who have gotten so pleased of what they have.
Era bamugambira oyo mutuweereza.
And they are told that honor that one next to you for us. But when I look at the church of the Acts,
when
all of them decided to believe God and walking within the world, God
took
the time and relifted all of them. He provided for all of them, each one as their need was. These ones spent many years, and they speak to each one as God has made them rich.
There,
all long way, not all of you get rich.
You are
there waiting.
N'otuuka n'okuleka ewuweyo n'ojja n'otandika sula awo.
If you abandon your home, you come to sleep right there.
Emyaka gyo gyonna.
All your years.
Basobola okusiriwaza n'otakola nakola.
They can make you foolish and you never work until you get old.
Olinda Mukama yagamba akuwadde.
You are awaiting God said He has given you.
Tuli mu Ezekiyeri sura ya 13.
Katugende ku y'omunaana tulabe gye batwala amannya g'okugenda okugasabira ne gye bagenda.
Let us see where they take your names.
Ne batunda omwoyo gwo.
And they sell yours.
Tuli mu Ezekiyeri sura ya 8 n'olunyiriri
5.
Ezekiyeri sura ya 8 n'olunyiriri 3.
Ezekiel 8 from verse 3.
Awo n'agolola ekyali ng'omukono n'akwata ku muvumbo gw'enviiri ez'okumutwe gwange. Omwoyo ne gunsitula wakati w'ensi n'eggulu ne guntwala e Yerusaalemi mu kwolesebwa kwa Katonda, eri oluggi olw'omulyango ogw'oluggya olw'omunda ogutunuulira obukiika obwa kkono, awali entebe ey'ekifaananyi eky'obuggya ekireeta obuggya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Kaakati bwe bamala okugenda
eyo
ne banoonya emyoyo emikyamu,
and they seek for evil powers,
ne bagiteekayo mu makubo gy'oyita,
and they put them in the ways where you pass,
ne bateeka ku geti zaabwe
eziyingira. Post entering their synagogues, when you reach there, your understanding is taken away. Even if you claimed when you're coming that you're going to spy this man, I know that man is wrong. Let me reach there and I see and I prove. When you read there, when you have not strengthened yourself, your understanding is taken out. And when you read there, you tell the pastor, me, I was speaking evil about you, but I have accepted it. May God send you. Forgive me, man of God. I'm not going to do it again. You are the one who begins to be a witness, proving how that person is right. But these men have sorcery. They used to buy souls.
Tuli mu Ezekiyeri sura ya 8
n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwakusatu.
Ezekiel 8 verse 3.
No omwoyo ne gunsitula wakati w'ensi n'eggulu ne guntwala e Yerusaalemi mu kukolesebwa kwa Katonda eri oluggi olw'omulyango ogw'oluggya olw'omunda ogutunuulira obukiika obwa kkono awali entebe ey'ekifaananyi eky'obuggya ekireeta obuggya. Awo laba, ekitiibwa kya Katonda wa Isirayiri kyali eyo ng'embala bwe yali gye nalabira mu lusenyi. Awo n'aŋŋamba nti, omwana w'omuntu, yimusa amaaso go kaakano eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Awo ne nnyimusa amaaso gange eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Kale laba, ekifaananyi kino eky'obuggya nga kiri mu mulyango ku luuyi olw'obukiika obwa kkono olw'omulyango ogw'ekyoto.
Waliwo omulyango oguyingira mu kkuŋŋaaniro.
Kasita
agenda eri wansi mu nnyanja, bamutuma emyoyo.
Kati
n'amanya bwe muba mukyategeera bulungi, kijja kuba kizibu okubatunda.
Kati
kyakola asooka aleeta egyo emisambwa
n'agisimba ku mulyango oguyingira. Olumu
ayinza n'okugamba, nze wano waliwo malayika mmulaba,
ayimiridde
wano.
He's standing right here.
Jangu ano omukwate mu ngalo.
You come here, touch his hands.
Kati gojja kwala tomanyi ky'okwata.
Now you touch, you don't know what you're touching.
Kumbe okwata mu Lucifer.
Yet you're touching the hands of Lucifer. He's right there.
Abasajja bano bazze bakola ebintu bino.
These men have been doing the things that you don't see them.
Bo bali ku myoyo batunda.
They are on souls, they are selling them.
Osingana kati nga mawanga America batunda.
You find like nations like America.
Naye abantu bonna bonna nga babatunda.
But all of them were sold off.
For
nothing they can preach to them how they can enter heaven.
You
wait when you see the right quest at this church.
They
abandoned their own buildings building.
You ask the church,
God is going to come back for.
Has
no spot or wrinkle.
They
left you, abandoned you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era bwe tunatuuka ku njiri n'empagi zaako
omusanvu
ojja kulaba ng'empagi zonna
tebaziriiko.
Yesu yeebazi
mu
nga bali mu kimu ssente era ebiri bwabuulira amagezi
ago omukisa gwa ssente.
Tuli mu Ezekyeri essuula ya 8 n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Ezekiel 8 verse 5.
Awo n'aŋŋamba nti, omwana w'omuntu, laba kye bakola. Olaba emiziso emikulu ennyumba ya Isirayiri gye bakolera wano, ndyoke neesambe wala awatukuvu wange. Naye onoolaba nate emiziso emirala emikulu. Awo n'andeeta ku luggi olw'oluggya. Awo bwe natunula, laba ekituli nga kiri mu kisenge. Awo
kati bwe batuuka mu kkuŋŋaaniro
eyo
gye babeera n'obusenge
bwabwekasitookayingiramu
ebyokutegeerako ebiseera ebisinga
ebikoma.
Kati kye bakugamba mu kisenge
ekyokyonna
ky'oddamu era ky'okola.
Ky'obaola
ba Yesu yakulabula mu Matayo
24.
Bwe bakugamba nti ali mu kasenge
totawa.
Kubanga eyo basooka ne baleeta emyoyo gino gyonna
ekyamu
ne
bagijjuza eyo.
Ogenda otuuka wo n'engeri
gy'owuliramu tokyategeera
bulungi nga bakugamba oli the presence ya Mukama mu
kasenge.
Era naye bw'aba aveeyo mu
kasenge
bw'aba abayitako bw'ati
muwuliranga wali asiganyeeko omusezi ekiro. Striking you. That's why he reaches and tells you you're
going to
laugh. I have given a spirit of laughter. And you laugh when you no more understand. And this is people you already sold who have no understanding and wisdom.
Ezekiel. Esolo ya 8 n'olunyiriri lwa 6.
Ezekiel 8 verse 6.
Awo n'aŋŋamba nti, omwana w'omuntu, olaba kye bakola. Olaba emiziso emikulu ennyumba ya Isirayiri gye bakolera wano. ndyoke neesambe wala awatukuvu wange. Naye onoolaba nate emizizo emirala emikulu. Awo n'andeeta eri oluggi olw'oluggya. Awo we natunula, laba, ekituli nga kiri mu kisenge. Awo n'angamba nti, omwana w'omuntu, sima nno mu kisenge. Awo we namala okusima mu kisenge, laba oluggi. N'angamba nti, yingira olabe emizizo egy'obubi gye bakolera wano. Awo ne nnyingira ne ndaba, era laba, buli ngeri ey'ebyewalula n'ensolo ez'emizizo n'ebifaananyi byonna eby'ennyumba Isirayiri nga bitoneddwa ku kisenge enjuyi zonna. Era era nga wayimiridde mu maaso gaabyo abasajja nsanvu ku bakadde b'omu nnyumba ya Isirayiri, ne wakati mu bo nga muyimiridde Yazaniya mutabani wa Safani.
Eyabitandika.
The one who began the things.
Waliwo atandika ekintu kino okola ekyokugenda wansi mu nyanja.
Someone who began something, this thing of going under the
sea. Nagenda nga bakola obumu bwe bayita obumu bw'abasumba
obwo. And they go on doing what they claim to be unity of the pastors.
Kati olaba nga bakulemeddeko jangu.
When they see their old you come in our unity.
Eri unity ebeera ya kuwambira mu bantu.
That unity is involved in capturing souls.
Lwaki tebagamba tujje mu bumu obwo okubuulira?
Why don't they say let's get in the unit of preaching the gospel?
Kubanga bwe tunaba Efeso sura
y'okunenga. When you look at Ephesians 4 it says.
We
must have one faith,
one
Lord,
one
Spirit,
one
hope,
one
baptism.
Is that
not the unity they told us?
Now
this unity was created from America
when they were
capturing all pastors to take them under the
sea
and to buy their souls.
Don't
think it was created for the peace of Christ
or
the peace of the church,
but it
was created to capture
people. Now, this
head, Jazania, every nation he is within it,
the one who leads
the thing of selling souls.
Yet they are
within the church of Christ and they are hidden within it.
And they
begin to capture you slow by slow. It begins from these great big ones, major
ones.
And these ones capture all the juniors arising under them. And they're the ones who anoint and send them after they get from the sea. And they call the fellowship of the pastors.
Come,
all of you are going to get a new, fresh anointing. And you all come. All of them come like young kids with making lines that the Lord is touching them. And they all fall down. And they have already bought all those souls.
That's
why they don't just call that come. You're going to get a fresh anointing and you go. Where did the fresh anointing come from? Is the anointing something which expires?
For
we have the Holy Spirit, and is the one who anoints us.
Now
we reach the time and the ages. You change him like a car, oil of the car.
N'olunyiriirwa 11.
Ezekiel 8 verse 11.
Buli muntu ng'akutte ekyoterezo kye mu mukono gwe. Akaloosa ak'ekire eky'obubaane ne kanyooka.
Ababeereyo basaba.
And they are praying within
batuteeyo byewawandise prayer request zo zonna.
Over your prayer request you wrote.
Buli omu mu kifaananyi
ky'ekisolo. Each one in an image of an animal. Others behind the snake, serpents.
Tunatulaba kanisa ya Christ.
We shall see the Christ Church of Christ.
Ezimbo birayo by'omu.
Which is built by spiritual gifts.
N'amakanisa gaba
Satan. And the churches of the devils.
Agali bannabbi b'obulimba.
Within them are false prophets.
Naye bano buli omu n'enkola ye.
Each one have their own way.
Akolanga kikere.
Another manifests like a frog. Another like a serpent. Another blows like that. Each one with their own actions. Now there is the place where they go. And they take your prayer requests there. And they sell all the souls. And they burn incense with the voices of the animals. And the other spirits clothe them. When they come back, they tell you what is upon me let clothe you. And they have sold that soul also. And there are people with big heads, they never fall. And this one has not yet been bought.
proven they have sold them. And when they touch to pray for you, they pray when they are hungry. And they touch the head, press it with hunger.
This one
spirit
has
to sell it. When you refuse, he pushes you. He has no word for you. He goes to the next one. A man can come and tell you no one is getting out before we pray for them, and they clothe over.
They
say, I have to sell all of them. I have to have more money through them. He prays and he prays for your help. If he sees demons that are entering within you, he pushes you aside.
They are trying
to separate you. And they say, you take Asher, this one aside, and first pray for him, all of you. The ashes
cut.
The ashes already dedicated within that thing. They have already sold in that thing. They can even clothe upon them what is upon him, and it works within the usher. Now it's not me going to move. Now you be the one going to work. And he goes to work. He touches people falling down. When they see the spirit is still hard,
his
failed to be solved. And he put you aside and he pray.
Tulimu Ezekiel esura ya munana n'olunyiriro 12.
Ezekiel 8 verse 12.
Awo nangamba nti omwana w'omuntu olabye abakadde b'omu nyumba ya Isirayiri kye bakolera mu kizikiza.
Abikolera eyo mu kyama.
Do it in secret.
Bwe bakuleka eno mu bakuleza Isirayiri.
They view.
Mbu simanyi agenze mu America.
That he's gone to America.
Atutte mioyo kutunda.
He has taken souls to sell. You are here rejoicing, Lord, we prayed for him. And when he comes back, you make a thanksgiving. We thank the Lord. Pastors come from praying for us. And you thank the Lord for selling you.
Ezekiel 8 verse
12.
Awuna ngamba nti omwana w'omuntu. Olabye abakadde b'omu nyumba ya Isirayiri kye bakolera mu kizikiza, buli muntu mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifaananyi.
Kakati bamana ne bawulako obusenge bwabwe.
After they separated their rooms,
bwakunoonya Mukama.
That they are going to seek God within them.
Naye nga tebali eyo kye beekolera.
But what they do to each other within there with their demons. Now, brethren, don't just go to any place. Not everywhere they are going to lead you to heaven. That you see as they are preaching the gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
are them and their spies, souls. They capture them and they sell them. When they see fresh new persons come, they call intercessors. You pray for that one. They may not even touch, but the old
thing
has to be captured. Let's capture them and not leave this place. And they told him that is so precious. And when you bring it, we're going to add you money. Let's get back and wind up Revelation 18.
Kubikola essula y'ekkumi n'omunaana.
Tubadde tumaze olunyiriri lwa kumi n'essatu.
N'olunyiriri lwa kumi n'assatu. Kumi na nnya.
18 verse 14.
N'ebibala.
Ndayo otandika olwa kumi n'essatu.
13.
Kubikola essula ya kumi na munaana olunyiriri lwa kumi n'assatu. N'ekyakaloosa, n'ebinzaali, n'obubaane, n'omuzigo gw'omugavu, n'envumbo, n'omwenge, n'amafuta, n'obuta obulungi, n'eŋŋaano, n'ente n'endiga, n'obuguzi obw'embalaasi, n'amagaali, n'abaddu. n'emyoyo gy'abantu.
N'okutunda kw'emyoyo gy'abantu kugenda mu maaso.
Selling human spirits is moving
on. Sente.
But money.
Bakugambye alina bino byonna
yabikola. Told you he's doing all the things.
Era omwoyo guno.
And this soul.
Gujezebel.
This Jezebel spirit.
Gwegwateekako spero zezo.
Is what spelled all these spells upon money.
Kusa paka kukwegomba n'okyamu okugira ku sente.
Admire and
truly
sold the soul of a human being.
People
not buying and selling someone to
another
until you have sold the soul within him, which would have gone back to heaven, you have sold it. His spirit and his body which goes back to heaven, you have destroyed it. Even if you got born again, they try to see that you die again. And you end up in Revelation 3, verse 1. And you remain with the name of being born again. He tries to say that your spirit, your body which had gotten born again, and your spirit has been sold. Now listen to the next thing they sell. Revelations
18:14.
N'ebibala
by'omwoyo
nabyo bitundibwa.
Even them are sold. Are you
an artist?
They can sell all your songs.
Not
and you get back to a new version. And you're singing Mama. The one who used to sing spiritual songs. They sell spiritual gifts and they sell them, the fruits of the Spirit. You may perhaps have been a good evangelist and preacher. And they sell everything you've ever preached. They sell fruits of righteousness. And you end up not doing them. And they exchange what has been doing unrighteousness. The one who has been praying right. And they sell the right prayers. And they exchange, give you wrong ones. And they begin to tell you, right now all of you arise. The one without tongues begin. I see God give you tongues. Begin. And you begin.
Now,
even the other right prayers, you put them aside. This is the fruit of the Spirit. They sell it. And they exchange prayer. They give another.
That
to lose some of it. And they get money out of it. You see getting foolish in the synagogues of people. This
men
sell the soul. And they sell even the fruits if you refuse. Okay. The fruits of righteousness, they sell them and they give you others. When you come and you sing
songs
which seem like of God, you see, he's clear, let's pray for them that God anoints them more. Yet he's exchanging. They are selling the fruit.
And
when you clothe well, or you're a woman or man, when will you get out of the generation of the past? You clothe like the ones of the generation.
The
fruit of God will be like the one who carry God. They sell it. They can sell everything you have, the spirit and its fruits. Why do you think the church, they look the way they look? The world, they have nothing like a fruit of a soul.
Satan
bought everything, every evil
of them. Now they captured the church
which had spiritual gifts. They
have sent
them. And they are being bargained at a high price.
I don't know
if you understand me properly. Money. A person to reach to buy a fruit of the Spirit from you, precious, but the fruits of it all is expensive. The Master demands us to bear sweet fruits that they will be live. That the Master continues to take care of us. According to John 15, he is the true vine, all of us were branches.
The branch which bears fruit takes care of it. And he says it's worthy to bear fruit that we may live. But those fruits, they are expensive and the devil loves them so much.
Just
when he sees any character of the spiritual fruits of God, he begins to see how to buy them.
And
these men were sent to buy all the fruits.
Men
and women, the church, no one understand them. All of them are like women.
The
men have earrings. They have plated hair. Yet they are about, they are almost clothing skirts right now. They buy everything. And you reach people in the church. And as if you are in the world.
And
you no more have any spiritual fruit.
The
one who used to sing a song called his
fruit,
you begin to sing raga raga for Jesus. All the spiritual songs are
called
them, and they bring the words of the world, they exchange it in the church. You begin to see, yes, Jesus, my Jesus, you are rapping.
Yeah, Jesus. Hey.
But this boy was singing very well before.
Now,
what, where did the fruit go? Now this generation, when you see it, the one money, the number
666
is next close to the money.
Yes,
it is the devil himself, and the medium to bring sins in the people is through it. And business buying and selling is in church. Even the fruits of the spirit, they are bought, they are very highly priced. Someone has brought girl power. They
who
have been clothing very well.
You
begin to expose the past, the strength of a woman to show proper. Bought all those fruits, they give them money. Every conversion she makes, and she has spoiled more from the character of God. To go in the wrong character, and she's paid more. The devil gives her more. By the time you go back to the church, and all of them are wild. All the women, their mouths are painted, the eyes are.
And
when you look at them, none of them have any spiritual gift or fruit. They buy them.
And
those your fruits of the spirit, keep them. They are the next. Don't you see all the treasures in this world? The greatest treasure is a human soul. The second, they are the fruits of the spirit. They are very expensive. And Christ speaks so much of them. In Proverbs 8, from verses 19
unto 21,
my fruits are precious, more than silver.
They are
very treasurable. And they need so much of them. Now you will be there and you don't mind them. These men are buying them. If they find you praying a prayer and
you separate
the one of being given, they can find you kneeling down.
Yes,
Jesus, I pray you have mercy on me, my unrighteousness, and forgive me, Lord, and provide for me. And
he
said, now what are you praying? Arise, tell him, Jesus, come prove today. They have bought it, exchanged it. The child honors their father, even a servant their master. If I'm your father, where is the honor to me? They exchange and they steal that character from you. And you no more survive the prayer of warfare. When you have attacked the devil, and you are attacking God as if you are attacking the devil,
that's
the prayer of being given of repentance. They trouble you and they also buy that. They buy many things concerning spiritual fruits. These ones you come that you see so much. They tell you, come, we pray that God adds your anointing to see.
otandika olaba sente byobadola abantu
what will be see that God rebukes the church normal sin and the message you begin to release I saw the Lord adding anointing to the pastor I saw the Lord providing cars to people no more sin rebukings from the Lord and the Lord speaks so much of them they tell the one prophesying that don't prophesy and they exchange it the spiritual fruits they are highly demanded that to keep it
tulimu kubikula sura ya 18 na nolu nyitu ikulwa 14
Revelations 18 verse 14
nebibala ebyo moyo go nebibala ebyo moyo go biegwe gomba bikuvuddeko n'ebintu byonna ebiwooma n'ebirungi bikuvuddeko
owulidde buli kimu ekyandibadde ekirungi
oli
akyeddiza n'akiramuza n'akuwanyisamu
n'akuweebyatwadisa
essanyu nga siri
esanyuera
bino byonna bibaawo nkomerero oli abigula tebirina makulu
gyali
nkomerero ya
byonna
birikomaawo talira basanyu sitaani n'abamuweereza
kubikula essula ya 18 olunyiriro 14 so tebakyabiraba nate abatunzi b'ebyo beyagaggawaza baliyimirira wala olw'entiisa ey'okubonaabona kwe nga bakaaba nga banakuwala
bonna baabadde atadde mu
busuubuzioobwokutunda
abantuemyoyo
gyabwe
n'ebibala byabwena tebibagasanebeyagaggawaza okuyitamu
ebyobyonnabonna
bonna birikomaawo
ebikwatagana
n'essente nsaba mukama akuyambe
atisigwe
nga bwe tugenda okubanga era nga bwe tuli leero tuli bagagga mwoyo ne
mubiriugezeeko
okubanga omusajja ono ali mu luka
19
ebikwatagana n'essente twagala bikomya omulundi guli tugenda kulaba olufunyiro
n'enamba
yesu yebazibwaayagala okwongera okumanyako ebyo busobozi bwa
jezebel If you wanted us to read there, the time is past us. I've told you Isaiah 47.
Even
big to familiarize
God.
They says God to make them pay tithe in everyone in the world. He bought his own moon. Another bought the sun, another the moon. The cities are blessed and said it makes them foolish. There's another about the planet. He's about to make us pay tax every time to be on this planet. People are bad. I'm not going to speak more about this. But some of the things which are mad about it in the midst of business, money, buying and selling, there is madness, the much devil, all the evil works attached to it. The person rich to buy the sun which they can never go with. The devil reaches and has given him everything. He's given him man and he tells him, bring me that man preaching. I'm selling to you, the son is yours. uh,
And there are
people working tirelessly to buy all the planets and the stars.
And that's how you
get foolish concerning business.
You
read it in Isaiah
47.
You will
see much business. How their
story has
gone such a lot.
And they come back here to buy and sell them.
That's
the madness which has been on.
But it's
in the midst of business.
Buying
and selling.
Now
let's see this man.
You
look 19, he did everything possible
to be able to escape money.
For it had thrown him far.
You
had taken him to
hell. But
he did everything possible to save
himself. And when the Holy
Spirit saw he had done everything
possible,
and he bared his weakness,
and
he was able to
overcome.
Just as we are out in this world,
and we are going to be victors.
All they were written in the book of life.
Luka esula yakumi na mwenda, nolu nyiri olusoka. Naingira mu Yeriko naba nga agiyitamu. Kale laba, waliwo omuntu eyali ayitibwa erinnya lye Zaakayo. Naye yali mukulu w'abawooza.
Yali omanyi gwe aba KCCA.
You know this KCCA man? He was a chief.
N'engeri obubbi obubaliko banna.
The way the thieves.
Obukumpanya bwonna.
All the forms of
tricks
they play, the way they eat bribes, he was doing and working there.
Can you be
a leader of KCA in Uganda?
The
way they bribe and steal money, and you get saved working there. Let's move on and you hear.
Tuli mu Luka esula ya 19 olunyiri lwa 2.
Luke 19 verse 2.
Kale laba, waliwo omuntu eyali ayitibwa erinnya lye Zaakayo. Naye yali mukulu w'abawooza era nga mugagga.
Nga mugagga.
Wealthy.
Ayina ssente zamutabula
dda. Money to trouble him even.
Olunyiri olwokusatu. Nasala amagezi okulaba Yesu bwali.
N'agamba naye.
He said, but
I
would have stolen
this
man what he has done to me.
N'okulaba Yesu.
I have to see Jesus.
Well,
if I don't see him, I'm going to die.
He knew
what man had done to him.
He reached that level of
speaking with the devil.
N'agamba wano okuona
nkole kitu. He said, he had to be said, I do one thing.
N'okulaba Yesu.
I have to see Jesus.
If
I don't see him,
I am not
going to be saved.
Luke 19, verse
3.
Nasala amagezi okulaba Yesu bwali. N'atayinza olw'ekibiina.
He tried
everything possible.
But
the crowd was too big surrounding around.
Kubanga ekigera kye yali mumpi.
Yali mumpi musajja mumpi.
Naye
nga mumpi.
But with a thief.
Nga mu bibiina bye ekitongole ekikunganya emisolo gy'eggwanga.
The organization gathering the tax of that nation. He was the leader.
Nga kyakoze eyo
emisolo eyo. What he has done to the taxes.
He said, I have
to be saved.
I must see
Jesus if I don't get him.
This
is the time when it reaches this world.
To be saved, you have to
seek for Jesus all way possible to understand him. If you are to be saved. He was hearing of him, but he wanted to know him.
I hear
it speak of him when I've
reached.
I must go and I know him myself. If you
want
to overcome,
they
told us have wisdom.
The
new wisdom is Christ.
He's
in the Holy Scriptures.
And
understanding, we understood it.
We connect
scriptures speaking about him.
And
we have
him.
We can overcome the number 666.
Atuli mu Luka esula ya 19 n'olunyiri lwakusatu.
Luke 19 verse 3.
N'atayinza olw'ekibiina kubanga ekigera kye yali mumpi. N'adduka n'akulembera n'alinnya ku muti omusiko omusukomooli.
N'agamba naye kaakati.
He said right now, I have to put in force into things. Let me climb the tree. At least if it is not, I'll shout for the tree and I tell him, don't pass by me, Jesus. For if he never did it, the spirit knew where he had put it. And he was seeing the way he was heading into business.
In the number
666, he was about to be able to get it. And he said, if I don't see Jesus, I'm not going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 19, verse 4.
Nalinya ku muti omusukomooli amulabe. Kubanga yali agenda kuyita mu kkubo eryo. Awo Yesu bwe yatuuka mu kifo w'ali n'atunula waggulu.
When he reached, the Holy Spirit told him, first look up and see. There is someone seeking if you don't save him.
Olunyiri olw'okutaano.
Verse 5, Luke 19.
N'atunula waggulu. N'amugamba nti Zaakayo kamangu.
Yo,
come down. You've done everything possible now. Come.
Kubanga leero kiŋŋwanidde okutuula mu nnyumba yo.
Leero nzije okuddewo omutima gwo njagala kuyingiramu.
Your heart, I want to enter in.
Kubanga tugambire mu
kubikulira. For he tells us in Revelations.
Esule yokusabira
nuru. Revelation 3:20.
Nadde ku mutima gwo ngako.
I have upon your heart knocking.
Kuddewo nyingire
wo. You open, I enter within your heart.
Ino twagala kiza munsi yo. Aita yikite buyigize mu nyumba yo.
Not just enter the physical house.
Wabula ne mu moyo kwali ayi.
But within his spirit and heart.
Kubanga yamu yayani
tepe. For he had yearned for him.
Namugamba kama bwo
tanda. Told him, Lord, you will not save me. This merchant Jezebel has treated me ill and
have
handled me with money badly. They want to reach me with the number
346. Save
me today, you don't save me here.
They
are going to engrave the number 346. After we're going to see here
the wrinkle.
If you get the wrinkle, what follows is the number. You first get the wrinkles after the number.
Luke 19
verse 6.
Nakamangu namwaniriza ng'asanyuka. Bwe baalaba ne bamwemulugunyiza bonna.
People
see this evil thief.
We don't
know how he has stolen it from us.
Luke 19:7. Nga bagamba nti ayingidde okusula omuntu alina ebibi.
Oyo mubbi. Oononye buli kibi kyonna abakazi bonna
babeera abakunganya
atwala wuwa babembi.
That's women of other men. He cannot dare see heaven.
He's
the pastor that knew that what money did to him. And he
said
that he already has the number. For he was remaining with one number. And he said, Lord, where rich is not good. The first is good, the second
man
is good. Men want to equip me with the third. But if you don't save me, imagine they are putting
on me tomorrow.
Today you want to tell him, Lord, the men are taking me. For even the
entire city,
all the spirits are
getting
the people. They are saying, he is a sinner, he is ours.
Luke 19 verse 8.
Zaakayo
n'ayimirira n'agamba mukama waffe nti, laba, mukama wange, ekitundu ky'ebintu byange mbawa abaavu.
Yantusizza wazibu. Where his rich means not easy. The other that refused to give, the one we saw in Matthew 19, things failed.
They got him and the number was engraved to him.
Luka 19:8.
Luke 19, verse 8.
Obanga nali azamanya omuntu yenna ekintu kye. Muliirira emirundi ena.
They said, whoever has been demanding from me, whoever I stole from.
No
man had told him
anything.
But when Jesus entered his house, he empowered him to take back four times. If he had stolen you 1 million, he gives you 5 millions back. If the millions were 100, you know he's going to give you 400. And he is ready to give each 4 times. You think, how much money did he have? And he's been demanding you and he multiplies it 4 times. If he stole 1 million from you, he brings back 5 millions. And the money fell. Where
does
reached him has been a hard fought. And he has to feel the liberty of Jesus.
And
we use it in its faithfulness and
we
enter the kingdom of heaven.
It's so
that his joy is going to end. Men
we
are looking for him to engrave upon it the last number. And they are seeking for him. The dreams was dreaming were very wild. The dreams when the number has been engraved the last. And the conviction is upon him again. Hell is being shown him openly. He said, if they put this there upon him, all the joy I've been having eating
it's
ending.
It is the time
I balance how to use things on this world that I may keep myself
from heaven.
Now all of us should learn how we're
going to
use money. We can still overcome the numbers which money has led people to.
Luke 19,
verse
9. Yesu n'amugamba nti leero okulokolebwa kuzze mu nyumba muno.
Nti leero munnange obulokozi tukuweereddwa.
Salvation has been given you.
As long as you have
accepted to balance money.
For
he knew that money was his problem. He's the one who had brought every evil within that house.
But
when he left this money,
he left
him in the world as the commands of God are.
He
doesn't lend for much profits. And he never sells to get excess profits.
You
see things in Ezekiel. God never accepted
them.
Measures, scales which are not balanced, we have to leave them.
Scales
which are not balanced, to say, you've given a tithe. There have been 100,000
shillings.
And you've got a tithe of 100. And you get the offering of 500. That your scale, the Lord never wants it at all. That left it for you to see you. The scales which are not balanced. Why did God measure the tithe and left the offering? And be surprised. Why in Genesis 4? He refuses and rejects kind and his offering. And he said no. You think every offering God accepted? He accepted Abel and his offering because it was good. When God measured the tithe for us, that's what he felt in his heart, that is what he wants. I want to give the exact of the offering. Then I have scales which are balanced. God tells you, give the tithe and the offering. When he gets ahead, he says, I hate unbalanced scales. Instead of joining and you know that the tithe, why was the offering left hanging? You don't see that. That's why many give the tithe. And they say, Lord, we give the tithe. You see, you're going to give a blessing to us. But why don't we see it? Yet the offering is not balanced with the tithe.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That had troubled us. And that's why really,
some,
when they give the tithe, the offering, they give more and I see they are lifted.
See,
those ones give so much. Got, try it rather to balance. That one, take it for yourself. That you may balance yourself. For God sees you.
Now,
this man learned to balance the things. And you know the man I stole a million
shillings
from. He
needed
to multiply the number. To give them the joy and to take away the pain they have experienced. For this, Satan made him do this when he was gathering witnesses against him. For the evil the devil make you do, he's gathering his witnesses that they are his. He will be accusing and the other also accusing you. How will you refute that you are not? You are not a sinner. When everyone testifies of it. Heaven testifies it, human beings are testifying of it. Even animals saw you. Even all the insects and the birds. And all of them were witnesses.
Luke 19, verse 9. Yesu n'amugamba nti leero okulokolebwa kuzze mu nnyumba muno. Kubanga naye mwana wa Ibrahimu.
The Spirit explained this.
He
said, this one is the son of Abraham. And it's going to be Lazarus enter heaven. Praise Jesus.
Kubanga mwana w'omuntu yajja okunoonya okulokola ekyo ekyabula. Awo bwe baawulira ebyo ne yeeyongera n'agera olugero. Kubanga yali kumpi ne Yerusalemi. Era kubanga baali balowooza ng'obwakabaka bwa Katonda bugenda kulabika mangu ago. Kyeyava agamba nti waaliwo omuntu omukulu eyagenda mu nsi eyeewala.
Ebyo mujja kugenda maaso
n'ebikwatagano
okugenda mu nsi eyeewala.
Tetwebaza
Katonda.
Atuyigiriza
bwe tunaakozesa
ssente
okusobola okuba nga tuyingira mu namba
666.
Tusigale nga tugula
era
nga tutunda
naye
nga tusobola okufuga
byonna. Govern and rule over all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Bible says the spiritual man searches all things, but it cannot be checked. As we see, 1 Corinthians chapter
2,
verse
9
and 14. Let's search out
more.
But our poor will not be able to search us if we remain of the Spirit. If you are of the Spirit, it is to say the words of Christ are within us. But the words he speaks to us are Spirit and they are life. To be of a Spirit
is
to be the words of Jesus and you are doing them. Then you will be in the right faith, which has right actions.
May
God bless you as you overcome money and selling and buying.
Then we
may enter the kingdom of heaven.
We
are going to be seeing the wrinkle
and
we shall see the number 666. It means we shall see its owner.
We
understand that it will be revealed, and there we shall know his number.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you for coming. Anyone with a question? Ask a question quickly. Don't go off track.
Yes,
the question I want to ask.
Omugaga mukwasuye nkejo ya ngala bwe twasumye kejo
twasumye abagaga bangi oga mugaga ki
mugaga muka 19 16 senjagala okubuuza yeyasookayo mukama afe okufa
My yes. question is that the man we saw in the rich man in Luke 16, is he the one who first died, or Jesus was the one who first died?
both of them and Lazarus were first to die. For he left hell. For when Jesus goes in 1 Peter, chapter 3, 16:21, when this man had gotten, he shows it in Luke when he was ready to be saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
when you fall there in these generations, you will not get out of there.
For
Hebrews 6 tells you,
there is
no chance
of
crucifying the Son of God on the cross. And there's no chance to go to hell to get people out of there.
Coming
the second time when in space,
Jesus
come back for the saints.
Many
rich men remained in hell.
Okusinzira mu Isaiah 19:9
Isaiah 49
paka
25
baka baka bensi na bafuga bonna bali eyo
of the world and the rulers were all there, but not all that they got out.
Nabagaga balabanja abali mirayo,
many rich men,
nabavu,
even the poor.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
what I told
you,
that you can be poor and you fail to work righteousness
and
you end up in hell.
And you
fall there with the one who was rich and you all
worthless.
Being rich are the acts of righteousness
to
be able to enter the kingdom of heaven,
to
keep the spiritual fruits and to keep your spirit,
not
to make it lost, neither to sell it. Praise Jesus, brethren.
We tubanga tulabye nti lukaga nkaga mukaga yestani era nga tulabye nti sente yeri wakati awo okulabika nga nate lukaga nkaga mukaga ogifuna kati kipu eno banaba bagitambula kubanga byamala dokuma banaba batambula nga bagiteekako omu kati nga omulokola asobola okukkiriza naye ne bagimuteekako nasobola okubanga agenda okugula era n'atunda
tegenda kuba kipu ekyo tuzze tukisoma.
When we study here, we don't call it a chip. It is called a 666. You put aside the issue of the chip. Because there is even money which is put on a chip. Just get your debit card or credit card and you slot it in. And you get money of what you need and it's given you.
It
means you sleep with a chip.
It
is not just reached in you.
Now
put aside the things of the chip, think of the number 666. For the chips are all over everything. The televisions, the radios. When you look at the chip, you get off track. They told you need wisdom and
understanding. When we
connect scriptures, I'm not showing you us anywhere that it's a chip. This thing came to be a confusion to us. The devil is always in the predictions. People who can fall upon him to know how he
does
it. He has to bring something to divert in a form of confusion. Anytime it discovers it, that they have discovered the Catholics, that it's false,
and
men are going to run away, he creates the Adventists. Even where they run to is false. As you discover it, he creates the Mormon. He creates the Latter-day Saints.
He
puts prisons around. We're going to see it as we see the wrinkle. That he puts prisons on this world many.
The
man cannot escape. When those wrinkles,
well, as this story is
written, and the others, all of you are in the same prison.
When you start the wrinkle,
it will
bring you to see
the prisons of the devil. There are prisons and he created them.
tegalabikana maaso ga mubiri naye nga wegali gakwata obutadda mu nsi
yewamuggulu
kati ebyo byonna bibuzo obuzo okudda mu kubuzaabuza mbu microchip bajja kuzireeta bazikuzanyire ne
kutivi
bakuzanyire kugundi ku ntimbe nga bakugamba ennamba ogira bayiyo bamanyi bali bagiwandiika ku mwoyo bwetwakisomanamutemise wekisooka nnyo bagiwandiika ku mwoyo nga
n'ekyomaekyokya
kati wali bakubuzabuzabuzabuza nti eri mu
chip
era wali wabakakulaga bakulaga nga mweri ne batandika okubuza n'okivaako n'ogamba kumbe abantu bonna abasinga bamaze
okugibatiikako
kyebafuba ekintu kimu
Jezebeli
atule ku buli muto gwa
muntu
kyebula bagamba buli ekiri kunti
kwambale
kyebula bayibuli egamba nti omukazi omwenzi ng'atudde ku mazzi
amangi
n'amazzi amangi byebika n'ennimi
n'amawangawano wogenda
okuzuulira amakomera ga sitaani
anyoola
kino wano n'akiri n'akinyoola wali n'abanga akimulisaamu ku musana ng'ekivaayo nga tekivaayo bulungi yesu yeebazibwa ebintu bya microchip sooka obiteeka wali tukyali ku lukankaga mukaaga bw'oba oyagala soma chips tujjazisoma otegeere kyeki yesu yeebazibwa naye sisuubira nti mugenda kubeeraawo mubaze babateekamu kintu ekyo ekimanyi webateekamu lukankaga mukaaga tebajja kujoogera era bajja gireeta nga
chip
kakati weeteeke ku bunkenke oleme n'okugula
n'okutunda
anti bajja kuga kati munne tosobola kugula nga tolina gundi eno ogambe kirabika yeeyo
yennyenennyene
kakati olwana olutalo lw'omubiri ofu embeera ejja kukubeerera
mbi
kuba bajja sooka kutiisa embizi
nambakati
eyo giveeko girya onaaba oli awo nti ate kasitaani kava mu nyanja ebyennyanja byonna birimu
sitaani
eyo naye ngaofiisi
omuvaako
bwe banaamala ekyo
nga
bagamba emiceere gyonna
anti
giva mu nyanja
kati
gino gye bakola ejja pulasitiiki zino muziwulirako waliyo ebikyerekyere okuŋŋaanya agaki agaveeraveera n'agapapulapapula n'osaanusa n'okolamu omuceere n'owa abantu ne balya okuŋŋaanya agaveera agadomoladomola
agaobuzibu
bwegukadda ku nsi
kuno
kati waluganda kyolina okukola kiri ekintu
kimu
fokasinga amagezi n'okukola ki n'okutegeera kubanga amagezi n'okutegeera twawulidde amagezi byawandikwa bitukuvu okutegeera bikwasaganya wano kati newali katonobyebakugaa byolina okuba nabyo okusobola okuwona bweba bayibuli tekugambye microchip totawaana kuyingira ate mu bintu
ebyo
tunuulira ekintu kyekugambye nti ennamba 666 eyita wano era kino eno yennamba yesu
yeebazibwakubanga
abali emagombe bagirina
bonnanaye
kibuuzo baagenda nayo batya ngaomubiri baguleka mu
ttaka
baagenda ne chipu ze ziri mu mitwe gyabwe tubeere n'okutegeera ku balimu okugula emyoyo gyaffe n'okutuuka okugula n'ebibala byako simanyi oba ontegedde bulungi kino tukisomedde ebbanga njagala okitegeere nga
butuwuliriza
lugambo wuliriza bayibuli ki kyekugamba bodda mu lugambo kankubuulire
nesesbuli
omu alina
kyayogera
kazi omu waliwo ekuŋŋaana olyali ewezana yajja n'akyankalanya banne n'abagamba ye mukama amugambye agenda mumutwalanga era
yeyaabantu
bonna ne babeera ku bunkeetugendanga tutya era ye nti bagenda mumula pukyalinga
ayambuke
enkeera bwe yakomawo n'agamba mukama yandaze ekibuga ebibuga byazimba eyo mu bwengula nabikebedde ku intaneti mukama
n'akinyonnyolabiri
eyo gyetugenda kwegamanga atabuddwa ebyakatonda n'ebya intaneti
and of the internet.
And
right now she got even mad.
She's
a pastor, but that's how she, the ministry got mad, moving up and down.
Yatandike bya ku internet mbu yalabye
ebyo
ekivuga mu bwengula
kuna
nakisabira mukama amubikulira bakicho era namubikulira nga mu munyenye wali ebibuga na maduka ge mugenda nga temusa sura mu ogula otola butozi nolya bintu bya internet
those internet things
ku internet buli muntu ateka yo chaulira cha rose
internet everyone posts what they think.
When you
go there, everything you hear on the internet, you hear it.
You fall in a
problem.
What a Bible, read is a Bible.
Get the Bible, hear what the Bible says.
Yagamba Isaiah 34:16.
Look in the book of the Lord and read.
Gathered
everything we need to know.
What do you want?
Yes, sir, as we are Uganda. The name of Zabian. Ebikwatagana ne ku ssente. Waliwo emabega omwoyo omutukuvu agezezaako okubeera nga ayogera ku bikwatagana
eddoboozi.
Mukama yeebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati nze ekibuuzo kyange kiri bwe kiti.
My question is this.
Njagala kubuuza nti singa mba nga afulumye ebweru ne ngenda ne nnoonya omulimu.
I want to say if I get out to look for a job.
Nefuna omulimu gwa mitwalo 10.
And I get a job of 100,000. And I get my two other brethren. And I give them 10,000, 10,000. And I take 80,000. How is that? And the other question. If I have a rich
person
and he shows me a job. And
he
gives me a contract to bring material.
And they take and
we agree 50-50. And I know a place where there is cheap material. And I bring material of
30,000.
Yet it is the exact of what he needs. And I have a balance of 20,000. I want to be explained how is that.
Abantu boobera okozesa bakoze kyenkana ki nabo okoze
kyenkanakimba
mwatandikidde kumu
bataddemu
amaanyi
gegamu
olina okubasasula
kyenkanye naawe
kubanga babeera bataddemu amaanyi gegamu
naye gotaddemu
mukoze essaawa zezimu
amaanyi gegamu
denarius garage.
It remains one denarius.
Buli muntu.
Each person.
Okujjako nga gwe otaddemu amaanyi mangi.
Except when you put in much strength.
Amagezi mangi.
Much wisdom.
Lw'osobola okulabika ng'obasasula.
That's how you can.
Okusinziira nabo kye bakoze.
According to what also they have.
Era nga abalungamizi omwoyo wa Katonda.
Just as them were led by the Spirit of the Lord.
Okusinziira ku Balumi esula ey'omunaana kumi
na Romans 8:14.
Abalina omwoyo w'okuteesa mu ggwe asobola okugamba naye abantu abo okusinziira kye bakoze.
Spirit of counsel can tell you according to
what they have. Basasule bw'oti.
Pay them this.
Olina okubanga owuliriza omwoyo
mutukuvu. You must be hearing the Holy Spirit.
Bakulabula mu Temusa ekisooka mukaaga.
Warning in 1 Timothy 6.
Nti naawe akoze abawukoza.
That you who is employing others.
Bayise nga ng'okimanyi waliyo mukama wo.
Treat them knowing that you too have your master.
Yali mu ggulu.
In heaven.
Kyenna okubanga muggwe olinamu minzaani ezibalansi.
In you, you must have balance.
Toddira bakozi n'obakoza nga tebalidde.
Don't make workers work without eating.
Kati naawe olulala jangu okole nga tolidde
era. Until next time come work without eating.
Olabe bwe kibeera.
And you see how it
acts. Bible eddamu n'egamba.
Bible speaks again.
Nga tetufa ku byaffe ffekka.
We don't mind of our own things alone.
Wabula n'ebyabalala.
But even of others.
Gwe nga bw'omanyi nti omutwalo tegujja kumala.
As you know that 10,000 will not be
enough. Naye tegujja mumala.
They too it will not be enough for them.
Kubanga era naye bw'oyagala ennyingi era naye
ayagala ennyingi. Just as you need much, he too needs much.
Era bw'abeera mpozi ng'essaawa ze yakozesa
entono.
Ate waliyo akola entono.
There's another works.
N'ateekamu ate amagezi mangi okusinga gwe akoze emisaawa nyingi.
Wisdom that you has worked much hours.
Nyinza okusingana.
I may find you.
Nga bakuwadde omulimu gwa bukadde 10.
And gave you a job of 100 million.
Naye nga gugaanye.
Yet it has failed.
Ngera aba bakusasula.
And if they are to pay you.
Bagenda kuwa ko bukadde 10.
They are going to give you 10 million.
N'ateekamu amagezi.
And they put in wisdom.
Ne babutuwa bukadde 10
yompa mbeka. And they give you 100 million. You give me how much?
Ha, 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 ha.
How much do you give me?
Amen. Contract. Mukirizaganyiza mutya era according to the contract baba kwade ngabo mwateseza awo osanyuka noli nasanyuka lobora abaloya ngabo ogambye ebintu biganye ye nagenda nabijjayo naye lokuba nti mwali mwakirizaganya ajja kufuna oba 10% oba 20% omuwatu 10% era nagenda nga musanyufu wadde nyingi oba ntono naye nagenda nga musanyufu kubanga mwakirizaganyiza mwateseza prior to the what kwekyo kyo mba mugize
amina
njagala kubuuzako nange katono sitaani yajjawo obuyinza okukozesa ebisolo kubanga sitaani ne ba agensi be batera nnyo okukozesa ebisolosolo biri different ebisota biki n'osanga nga babikozesa obuyinza
babugjawoabugjaku
muntu
olw'ensonga mu lubereberye esula
eyesooka 26-31
obuyinza bwe byonna bwali bwateekebwa wansi
w'omuntu
okusinziira ne ku Baruumi esula
eyomunaana 18-20
byali byateekebwa wansi w'omuntu ate omuntu yabiwaayo era sitaani ye embuzi aba
agirabaawo
naye akugamba sooka ogimpe
ndeetera
embuzi eyo nga saddaaka
gireete
kati gwe ogikwata
n'ogiwaayoera
mu lukkanya yagamba
nti
yesu nfukamira nkuwe ensi eno kubanga
yampeebwa
waliwo endagaano eyakolebwa mu bakulembeze abakulu
wetunaaba
tulaba
6-6
be batuula ne bakkaanyamu okuwaayo obuyinza
bw'ensi
mu mikono gya
sitaani
endagaano eyo baali bagikozeeko yesu waagenda okugira nga baatuula ne bagimukwasa
neeraera
ne ku luno bagenda kuddamu
bagimukwasayonna
yonna
nemunyenyezaako
kyobula kati
batandisa okugula
kubanga era nabyo byaweebwa omuntu okumuwulisizanga
nokukola ki
okusinziira mu kuva we batunyonnyola kuvanya okutandika nyo
16
nga batugaana okutunula waggulu
okubisinzaokutekola
ki kubanga byaweebwa abamawanga okubamulisizanga
nti
omuntu asinziire n'akitunda kyova olaba basitaani basobola okulabikiranga mu
munyeenyen'olabanga
zenga alinga emunyeenye
munyeenye
era n'amakuŋŋaaniro gaabwe agali mu gasiŋŋaanako
ng'emyezi places you find the moon upon it
kati naku zino kuliko star
ezora there is the star
zibakugize bagamba nti za Bermuda
they say of Bermuda
tano lwekyo
now because of that
ekigambo ekyo obuyinza wabujja
omuntu
yawaayo obuyinza
man handed it to him
era gw'owaayo ensolo zonna mu mikono gya
sitaani
ate ezo baazigamba ziweereze omuntu
and they were said and told to serve man
ebiseera ebisinga okulabikira mu bisolo
ng'ebyo
bafuusa bufuusa sibiba
byaddala
mpozikko ng'oba ekisolo bamaze
okukittaomwoyo
gwakyo ne guvaamu
basobola
bwate okuwambala omubiri ogwo
gwemu
ne balabisibwa mu
gwo
osobola okugenda ow'omusamize
n'olabanga
enkoko agisaza ate n'addamu n'etambula ng'omwoyo gujyambadde
neba
takyali nkoko ya
bulijjo
naye balabikiramu ng'emisota
kyobula
mulimu boosiŋŋana nti oli yazaddeomusota
teguba
musota gwa ddala giri gibeera bamalayika
abaagulisaowooluganda
yabuuza ku kibuuzo
ekirala
n'agamba nti singa nze mba mmanyi ebya layisi babitunda ekintu okiri bwe kiti waliwo okumanya nti ekintu kiri bakitunda layisi n'ogamba omusajja kya mitwalo
etaano
gwe ng'okimanyi kya mitwalo
esatu ekyo
kyanjawulo newabaawo n'okumanya simanyi bbeeyi yakyo netukisuubira mu mitwalo
etaano
nentuuka eyo nga kyesatu nze bwe mmala okuba nga nkinoonyeza ekyesatu ndi ziba zange
kubagu wangambi uchisugira metuwale
meka
nenchinonye che metuwale
nze
nemfisa au
and I got a balance
ge mageza agatu ukiribe
that is the wisdom which is
wali wano kugamo gogendo kubo
there is still someone you're going to work for
anti munange ebintu wapitu na metuwale etano nenze nyongero kumuwa kwa kugendo bine etano
but admit 10,000 to go bring them for you
ebintu vikanyiziwe mu magezi
things that us agree in wisdom
wanyi
sebo mudi so nyuwa mkatono waluo gama anti ofunye chesa tu nengo omutindo wa chivokwe
they is getting so, the one of 30,000 but the quality so is low
nechi nesonga yomutindo nkulu nyo
thing of quality is very important and you can talk to your master
ekintu ekibi kubango bado ya galo
of low quality because you needed the balance
ebe nabirwose bweko ngaba ino moyo wakato
you know bit as the one with the spirit of the Lord
kati tuite mbango ibuzi abive
yesi bazwa wa Uganda ikibuzo cyange kiva mu bibura 18.
My question is Revelations 18 from there.
Batulaganga bagula ebirabe byomoyo.
They show as they buy spiritual fruits.
Aye kibuzo kiri nti wali Yesu binti. Tugambe nti bafira ke ebo ikiwele ekyo bulogo. Nti kisobola okudda.
Bo Kristo kasita ingire wo.
When Christ enters your house.
Ngatibana kuteka ko namaruka akagamba.
Before they put the number 3 verses I told you.
Osubira okudda.
You can get back.
Tumuulidde mugaga.
We've had a rich man.
Yasubira okudda. Yakole kisoboka mukadde akasembayo.
Everything possible at the last moment.
Na no nyengiri jazza.
And he thought the way can bring back.
Kati tulina abayimbi mulembe guna abasinga bonna babagula.
Most of the artists in the generation we are about.
Obaba mukanisi wababonna abasinga ndo bya byagulwa.
The church of the world. They are fruits we are about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have as you say.
Praise Jesus.
On our dabo zizamu.
This one had asked.
Singa. Oba wali wateke buwako. Kakano, Kristo na jambula mubo. Chirichi sobolo koma o.
Singa oba ila totuse kubibula niya.
If you have not reached Hebrews 6. And you never knew. And
you have never
been lightened of the light of the word of God.
And you
never shared on the powers to come. That is eternal life. That is the new
world.
If you
had
shared it, you can never there, even if you go.
It's
to say you sold your blessing like of Esau.
Even though
he yearned for it, crying tears for it, it wasn't able to come back. There's a level. You can do something and it can never come back. Except the one taken and never knew anything about God. And they had never been enlightened to understand. They can come back. It's to say Jesus went to
heaven
and got away. They were there without knowing anything. The Bible says, when God was being patient in the generations of Noah, but they never understood the truth, he gave them the chance. If you were to preach there, even if you cry from there, you cannot get out. And when you check out of the body, the Bible says,
1
Corinthians 15:23,
so
when you bring to the world, that is your chance to align yourself. If you fall in hell,
there's no chance.
Even if you never knew or you knew. If you're still on the world and you've not gotten out,
it's
to say I've known something about God. You can no more come back. We as married women, they can give us money home to use. They have told her that when you have a balance of the money they have left home and you show it to your husband, he will not give it back to you. So what should I do about that? The problem we have now, the people we have, they are not learned. But if it's a learned person, you tell him, I had a balance, what should they use the money for?
Because
they counted it out of their pocket already.
Naye nateeka mwako kati ogenda kola otya alina atakkiriza era atalina kutegeera.
Now the one that understanding, what are you going to do with that?
Yesu
yebazibwe. Praise Jesus.
Wabula choyino kula chiri chiri.
But what we have to do is one.
Eri abatakiriza tumaleke mbatakiriza
abo. And believe that
like gwesigara ngo lino okukiriza.
Remain having faith.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe nya.
Praise Jesus.
Bobo inacho yagala okuguranga tachigula.
You want to buy something and don't buy.
Muzifisawo gula mu mulage eche chintu kubata jja chikule.
The balance, buy something you want and show it to them.
Simanyo ulide bulungi.
Bozifisa ngo inacho yagalo. Chikuro
mulagenda
kuzemu chi. Buy it and show him my. Obagenda ngo izwe kampura ziwere ogule chintu echo. Omugambe nti okuva mwezi kulimba te ofisa nga. Other must have been having balance.
Na yengu zemu chino.
Ndio tajja chikuja. Will not take it from you.
Nebo olizi jao na omulaga nti okuva mwezi
kulimba. Take it out and show
him. Badde nkunganya tuina emtwala 5 gagano. Kali buli bwe witi abo Luganda.
That is how it is.
Bugenze.
Time is past.
Mukama bwenye omukisa.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.